following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com. You're back on the Madhouse. It is now 9:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm here with nobody except for Athena, my girlfriend, in studio as usual. How you doing, Athena? I'm well, thank you very much. I know Milkman was hanging out earlier, and he apparently went to do something and has not come back yet. So for the time being, it would just be me running the helm. Andy's not here either tonight. He's been working very hard today and decided to take the night off the show. So anyway, let me turn this down a little bit here. Alright then. Well, what can I say? Thursday night, it's another episode of the Madhouse here, September 8th. Let me give it the toll-free line here. It's, you want to call in, you want to dial 888-278-8509. Once again, the toll-free line for the show is 888-278-8509. I keep breathing. Hang on here. Woohoo! There we go. I'm just getting used to this new mic setup I got, and I end up half the time breathing into it, and it sounds very, I sound like I'm 500 pounds, and I'm only 400. So, it's not that big of a deal. Well, what's been going on in the news lately? More hurricane stuff. We're over here in Florida, and there's a hurricane. Yeah, it is a hurricane, right, Athena? It's a Category 1 hurricane, and it's off the coast, and it's just kind of sitting there. And it's supposed to do a loop and do nothing. So, just to forewarn you, I was looking at the radar here a second. Let me turn my head back. I'm not showing anything of interest right now, just football. But it looked like there was some pretty nasty rain bands that were going to be making their way into the area that I'm in Florida. So that might mean that we might get cut off here if the electricity takes a... takes a hiccup, or the cable takes a hiccup, and in that case, just hang on, and I'll try to get back on as soon as I can, so just bear with me tonight. I don't know if they were headed this way or not. I didn't see the radar in motion. It just looked like a nasty line of storms headed over here, so keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully everything will be okay. And for some reason, I think I might be getting disconnected any second now, because my computer is acting funny, but... Anyway, let's keep our fingers crossed. Anyway, in store for tonight, of course, prank calls as usual. I've got some numbers coming in from Lonesome. As always, he comes through with very good stuff. Nunu here is telling me that he just called the gentleman James Broadwater and got him to pick up the phone. Look at that, Borat's friend. I don't know if he's Borat's friend, but he's the guy that Borat, a.k.a. Ali G, was fucking around with in Mississippi, I think. So we're gonna have to check that out. I'm gonna give that an early call here for Nunu because he's on the he's out in England, so he's gotta go to sleep early than we do. What else we got here? We got some numbers coming in from Honolulu, Hawaii. Cyber Bean Internet Cafe, Grandma's Coffee House. There's the Katrina's Travel Agency in Pennsylvania. And an Invitations and More by Katrina in Lakewood, New Jersey. Woman answered at 9:24 p.m. about 3 minutes ago. Thank you, as always, to Lonesome Loser for coming through with that the numbers. His stuff is always of high quality, and I never have any complaints. So, wow, that was too loud. Thank you very much for coming through with that. Okay, guys, hang on here. Bear with me. I'm trying to get my bearings as usual. I never start on time. Again, the toll-free line to call on the show is 888-278-8509, okay? Okay. Let me get some music playing here real quick, and then we're going to go ahead and start the first call. I'm going to try to give a call to this gentleman. Nice. I'm going to give a call to this guy, James Broadwater, in Mississippi. Hang on the line. Hang on the line. Hang on the air, guys. I'm going to be right back with the first prank call. It's 928, and you're listening to The Madhouse. It's a lot of background noise. Hey, Milkman.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, man? What are you doing?
All right, man. I'm okay. I had to... I had a couple things I had to take care of here, man, so I'm sorry about going late.
Oh, that's good. You okay? I mean, can you go on?
Yeah, oh, yeah, everything's cool now, man. I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. Yeah. What are you saying, man? How's it going, brother?
Well, I don't know, man. I've got off to a shitty start. Like, I had this
phone... What?
Yeah, man, I sound like shit. Athena, how do I sound?
You don't sound like shit.
Are you listening?
We just got to get some damn good numbers, that's all.
No,
where's the lonesome at? Our lonesome friend.
He's coming through. He's got me with numbers, but it's like my heart isn't in it tonight. I don't know what the fuck's happening, man.
What?
All right, man.
We need a good call to get you sparked up here.
I'm in a
once
pissy
you get a little
mood,
bit
man.
Sparky,
yeah.
Get that in our belt.
Maybe
so
it's,
who
yeah.
Who we gonna call?
I'm trying to hook up this call to this dude, James Broadwater. James Broadwater in Mississippi. This is a
all
call
right.
That Nunu has been begging me to do this call for him for, like, fucking ever. So.
Hey, I've got to talk to you, too, man. Me and Nunu was chatting, and there were some good ideas I'll run by you later, man. So
okay.
I think you will enjoy it.
Okay.
But I'll get up with you later off the air on that.
Okay, yeah, after the show.
Let's give him a call, man. Let's see.
Do you have a phone card? I had a phone card you gave me. Did you share that with KDK or someone else? Because now it's...
I got a brand new one here for you.
Oh,
hold on.
Man, well, hook me up, man.
I
knew you did. I knew you did. Everybody, thank you very much for hanging on with my dreading. Whatever. All right, guys.
I apologize for the delay, friends. Just had to take care of a couple things. I was in here earlier, and something turned up with the neighbor, so I had to go out and check on the neighbor. Had a little problem, but everybody's okay. No one's hurt, so
oh, well,
I apologize for my lateness.
You got fighting neighbors and stuff, man?
No. Just something was going on out there. Just I had to go take care of it, you know, meet up with them and stuff. I guess somebody's had a little problem, so.
Okay, all right. Well, hopefully
we'll have that occasionally.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as long as everything works out, that's good.
Yeah, man.
Right on. All right. I'm going to get the toll-free number line out for everybody again. That's 888-278-8509. That's 888-278-8509. Okay, alright, so we're doing better here. Milkman, did you send that to me? Let me check my buddy list here.
Okay.
I think you're working on it still. Okay, alright, well, while you get that going here, let me talk a little bit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody, be sure to visit my the show page, madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com. That's where I have, I've been keeping up pretty good. Update with that. If you missed last Saturday's surprise show that we did here with
you've been keeping up real good.
Yeah, I've got last Saturday's episode with was me, Zolar, and you. We did a impromptu Saturday late show, and that was really a really really good show, man. I had a great time. That was very fun.
Bad and who of all people would come in on a line?
Mm-hmm.
The incredible, inedible. Roy Woods Jr.
Roy Woods Jr.
Did a call.
Did a call even? Yeah, and I've got that. I've got that saved.
Was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, so I would thank Prankmaster for coming through with that. He hooked me up with that interview. Oh yeah, we got to talk about we got to talk Master man. What's going on with Prankmaster? You tell me because I'm in the dark as usual.
Look, man, I don't know what the exact situation is. I haven't got a chance to talk to Mr. Z, okay? I've talked to Prank. Listen, you know, everybody, the way I feel about Prank is part of the show. I enjoy having him on, okay? He's fantastic. He's got a lot of contacts. He's got a lot of history with PCU. There's a lot of listeners that have been around for a while that automatically going to identify with the show.
Yeah.
You know, plus, he connects with the younger crowd, you know? He's that bridge to the younger crowd that, you know, between... the older crowd that are into pranking and some of the younger people.
He
brings that juvenile, you know.
He has the heart and the soul of a child.
Exactly. You know, and the demeanor at times too.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm not knocking you, Prank, man. Yeah. It's good. The innocence is good. Hold on to it as long as you can.
Oh yeah, man. Because once the real world hits you, man, God.
That's it, right? You end up like me and Zolar and Carlito.
Yeah, all we We got debts and stuff. We got health problems.
Oh, man. Women. Car payments and insurance and oh, Jesus.
I just said women, and Athena just gives me the look like, what?
Excuse me. Well, you know, I've got seven girlfriends, okay? I've got a Stratocaster. I've got two Taylors. I've got two Alvarezes. I got two more Fenders. All my girlfriends got strings, and they all are guitars.
Oh, really? So you make love to your guitars?
Oh, baby. I'm going to play a little song for y'all there.
a little bit of sports update out there for football fans. Oakland 7, New England 3, with 2:33 left in the first quarter at the kickoff of the football season. Thank God football season is here.
Love yeah, it. Baby!
Oh, yeah, man. I love football. It's just great. Sunday. I love waking up Sundays at clock and, you know, making myself a breakfast and just sitting in front of the TV until 7 o'clock at night, you know, just watching football. And then the good shows start on Sunday nights, too, you know, you got your Simpsons and stuff like that. At least
oh,
for
yeah,
me.
That's
yeah.
right, man. The new season, holiday season. Right?
And
what's wrong, man? I can't log a chat.
You can't.
I got to restart me.
You were in there earlier, I hear.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're just bullshitting everybody.
I was.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. There it came.
You're in there? What? What's going on? Oh, Jesus. Excuse me. Oh, you're here in there.
Yeah. It's there, but.
And DTT, thanks for trying to help, but you just gave out the wrong URL for the homepage for the show. You put in the maid house. And I have no idea what the maid house is. That better not be some kind of fucking joke. That better not be some gay porno site that he just gave out trying to say, yeah, this is...
No, there better be some hot ladies with some skirts hiked up.
There better be some fucking nice Asian chicks in there. My God. I can't even find my own shit. Maid house. I'm going to find out maid house. I got to see what that is. That's crazy. Look, you hear me breathing into this mic, man? I suck, man. I'm such an amateur.
I can't really hear you breathing. Every once in a while, I'll catch a puff, but it's not too bad.
I'm such a fat ass, that's why.
Like I said, if you got anything nice over here, just kind of blow a little bit this way, shotgun or something. You know?
Oh, yeah, we'll get that digital high for you. The digital contact shoddy high. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely be, the kind of day I had today, I'll definitely be doing that tonight. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So,
hey, can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to everybody here in PCU and everybody. KDK, the Madman, helps us out with the server, KDK, who sponsors our show on the network. And we got a new listener I invited in tonight.
Yeah.
His name's Electro, everybody, and he's right here in the chat room. Give him a shout. He's Electro Lunatic. He's a new listener, and he's a Gizmo fan, too. And he's a PC wizard, so I just want to give a shout out.
Yeah.
To the Electro Lunatic.
Yeah, exactly.
Very he's out good. Of country, too, man.
Where's he at? Where's he from? Thailand?
We're getting that international fan base.
Back on everybody, myself. Sorry about that. Like I said, we're having problems weather-wise here, so this is probably what's going on.
The Madhouse party, party, party.
That's right. What's up, man?
All right, now you're back. I thought the stream got derailed or something there. I just went and got in a mass silence for a second there, and I got like. Well, maybe I'm talking to myself. I better be quiet just in case I'm on the air.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I kept talking until I got confirmation. I got disconnected, so...
That's what I thought, because then I did bring up the actual stream, and it was like playing rotation calls.
Yeah.
But I normally keep it down really low.
Okay.
But since I got caught here... I didn't have it turned up at all.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and e-blast you this card here.
Okay.
And I've got a brand new one, too, for later on for KDK. So I'm sharing this card with you from KDK right now.
Okay, all right, cool.
And I'll give KDK a brand new one if this thing runs out.
Right, okay.
There should be several dollars left on it.
Okay, all right, well, that's perfect. I need to, I'll make you donations.
I've got a whole bag full of tricks.
I'll make you a donation here or something. Do something so you can hook me up with
Hey, look, that's no problem. We'll get it straight, baby.
Okay.
Hey, I got some... new things in the works, too. I'm going to run by you, too, later. So
yeah, you
might be able to to do some calling from my end here, too. I'm working on it. I've got a bunch of stuff at Radio Shack today.
Hell yeah.
And I'll have everything hooked up maybe by tomorrow, and I'll have an idea if I, what we can do with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take some local calls on, baby, or do some toll calls from here.
Yeah, well, you know what? I may be even, you know, if I've ever had a problem with my phone going on here, as long as I have my internet connection, I can even redirect the toll-free line.
That's what I'm going to make it so we can do the gizmo.
Yeah.
Right. Make it so we can do the gizmo, and you can still be on the call and talk and interact with them.
Exactly. It'll be perfect. I won't have to worry about the phone.
Yeah.
I won't have to worry about batteries or calling cards through gizmo. Yeah. It's going to be a great thing. Good things are happening here in the madhouse.
That's baby.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, look, concentrate on sending me that card so I can get the natives are getting restless in the chat room. So we got to start making some calls here, these kids. You know,
the natives are growing. Do not overthrow us, dear militia men.
Yeah,
we are here.
Yeah. Well, yes.
The number is going now.
We're getting. Uh-oh. There it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, through the Google chat. I love this Google chat, baby. That's great.
Hey, isn't it cool, man?
Hey, everybody out there, if you have Madhouse Radio is me, right? Is that me? Yeah, Madhouse Radio. Milkman, what's yours? Milk Spaceman? No.
No, mine's Milkman 82.
Milkman 82. That's I'm sorry.
Hey, that's where I'm at everywhere, babe. All right, baby. I'm gonna run another promo here for everybody and give them the information again.
Yeah, exactly.
About our little Madhouse party.
You were in the middle of giving out a shout out, though. You might want to repeat that real quick.
Let me try it again. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to our sponsor, TDK. Woo! And Madman, the guy that keeps our server up and running and all of us chatting and happy.
What's
baby. Satan, our big guard, our bruiser. Doorman, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
And we got a brand new listener from overseas. I invited. He's a Gizmo fan. He's a big computer whiz, and his name's Electro Lunatics. Everybody, he's in the chat room. Say hi to our buddy Electro Lunatic, our new listeners. And he's getting into this thing. He's going to be doing some calls and trying to send him in, and he's going to be doing some soundboards and stuff. He's just got the prank bug. So welcome, Electro Lunatic.
Good. Yeah, we got a lot of. Yeah, you're making some friends through that Gizmo thing, huh? You're like international friends.
Yeah, man.
And stuff,
right? I'm looking for my buddy Phaser. He should be on. He's out of Canada.
Yeah, where is he? Yeah, Phaser. He was the guest. We had him on. We had him on last week.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what we could do. You know, we may be able to do another one of those conference things here. And Electro's got Gizmo. Maybe we can work on that here and do a conference there during one of the breaks or something and come back up on him.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah,
I want to give a quick shout-out to Tank. I see Tank is in the he's in the chat room. Tank from Technofrag. I like Technofrag. I was on there again Saturday night. We were on there with Zolar and you and me. And,
Man.
Well, thank you for letting
Viper
me
was
on.
A nut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't hear all of Viper. I had to go to sleep, but I tried to sell
the cassette. Oh, I stayed up. I ripped it, too. It's hilarious. I'll send it to you, man.
That's good. Did he do calls or what? What was his story?
He did. He tried to do a call, but he was having problems. It was using Ventrilo, and for whatever reason, it was acting up. So they ended up ditching the call. So he was just basically, you know, just ripping asses and stuff. But it was fun.
Yeah,
It was fun.
Okay.
But, we got to ask him sometime again to describe the wall of sin.
The wall of sin. All right. You're going to have
the
to
wall
share
of
that.
Sin.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Yeah. If you stayed up for the bonus show and the double extra feature from from Technofrag, then you'll know about the wall of sin.
The wall of sin. All right. Well, you'll have to catch me up on that. Well, hey, we're going to do our first call. We're going to do our call for Nunu here. He's been begging me, like I said, for weeks and maybe even months to call this cat.
We got to get Nunu taken care of. He's dedicated, man.
Yeah, he
is
dedicated. He's dedicated. Most
he
definitely.
Is.
God bless you. God save the queen. All right, let me get... who did I see? Now, James Broadwater on the line here. Okay. And everybody just hang on, and I'll be back with this first call. It's only 9:53, seriously. Normally we don't start this late, but we get everything running here. Give me a second, I'll be right back. We'll be right back with the Madhouse. Thank you. This is done to the second. That's pretty cool. Per second billing.
After tone, record message.
After tone, record message. James Broadwater.
Try to crack it.
Pick up phone. Oh, yes. Try to crack.
Yep, that'll bring him on.
Hey. motherfucker. Come on, die. Oh.
You're getting something.
Oh. I think I just took a shit. Ah, we've lost him. Damn it, man. Okay, well, he's not picking up. Let me try, I could try one more time. Damn it, man. He just, they just picked up over there, too, dude. That sucks. Man, we'll get that right for Nunu one time.
Now we get a card. We will be back, and we'll definitely invite them to the party.
Dirty party. Had I been able to... unfortunately, since things got started off late, I couldn't start that. I could have, you know, in theory, I wanted to call that dude at 9:15, so I got to make it up to Nunu again, man. I'm sorry, dude. I'm an asshole. What can I say? I'll figure it out one day. Man, this is for me here.
Hey, we tried. We'll do it. Our Nunu knows we're good for our word. We always try and take care of our listeners.
Sure as hell.
As soon as we get a live one,
yeah,
we will have the party on.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, who was playing horses last week? Was that you?
Horses.
There were horse sound effects. I was hearing the.
Oh.
Someone was. I didn't know there were horses on Gizmo, man. That's crazy. I don't know how. I was just wondering how you did it. That's all.
How to hack my Gizmo? You want to hear one?
Yeah, yeah. Do it.
But listen.
All
right. Everybody on this.
Oh, you're breaking up. Oh, horrible.
For all those shitty listeners out there. Shitty colors.
You're breaking up like crazy, but it sounded like someone was taking a shit. I don't know. That's... my God. Okay.
I'm hacked, man. So I'll be like, now. I changed my whole music. Crazy.
Wow.
Just did everything.
Alright, Milkman, let's try to get... Check out the bars on your Gizmo. You're coming in really bad. Alright, hang on. Well, let me try another call here. Let's call Ben Gay. Once again, that's Ben Gay. He's in Dublin, Georgia. And he answered earlier tonight. Hopefully he's still up. And I try to get him on the line, everybody. It's 9:57. And we're trying, once again, to get our virgin call tonight. Everybody, hang on. Yeah, we'll be right back on the Madhouse. Okay. That should be funny at all.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Ben, please?
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Ben, please?
Hello?
Yes, may I speak to Ben, please? Hello? May I please speak to Ben? Damn you.
Ben, you're gay.
Ben.
You're gay, aren't you?
I need to speak to Ben, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, well, can you hear me now?
Slightly.
Slightly? What's the problem? What's going on? Am I coming in too hard?
No, you're extremely quiet. I can't hear you at all.
Well, you need to speak up. You need to speak up yourself, okay, kid? You understand?
Man, he's not here right now.
Well, who am I speaking with?
His son, Casey.
Casey Gay?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I got a really, really bad strain in my hamstring. It hurts a lot. You think your dad could help me out with that?
That's only the fourth time,
huh? Do you get made fun of a lot because your last name is Gay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're nothing new.
Really? I'm nothing new? I mean, you sure you can put up with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're nothing new to me.
Have you ever gotten so upset at someone calling you gay that you wanted to punch him in the face?
Not really.
No?
Steve, obviously, you've got a whole lot of time on your hands.
I do. Have you ever had sex with a woman just to prove to yourself that you're not gay?
You've got a lot of time on your hands, don't you?
I got plenty of time. I got all night, sir. I have, how many, I got 3 hours and 19 minutes, 26 seconds. What's going on? What are you watching there in the background?
I'm not watching anything.
You know the Birdcage is on tonight.
Really?
Yeah, the Birdcage. You ever see the Birdcage?
Never heard of it.
You ever see Scent of a Woman?
Huh?
You ever see Scent of a Woman?
No, I'm still not hearing you.
You ever see scent of a woman?
No, I think not either.
You wouldn't know about the scent of a woman then, huh?
Like I said, you're still extremely quiet. I'm straining to hear you.
Well, look, you know, I get this complaint a lot, but you really need to stop coming with the excuses. Number one. Number two, instead of scent of a woman, would you be more familiar with the smell of KY and ass?
You're actually trying to make me mad, because it's not going to happen.
I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm just trying to get you to admit you need to change your name. And I'm here to offer you with plenty of suggestions for last names, such as Straight. He hung up already.
What a gay. That's funny, man. What kind of last name is Gay? That's a very gay last name.
He's a gay son, a gay son.
Son of gay. Hey, man, your dad's gay.
Gay son.
Yeah.
I had a guy we went to school with, man, and just tell a quick story, man.
Yeah.
His name was Charlie Johnson, and this guy was, like, flaming before we even knew what flamers were. This is back in the day.
Yeah.
And everybody ended up calling him Gayson, Tony Gayson. So he ended up being Gayson.
Gayson.
The son of the gay we just called Gayson.
Oh, so you know a lot about that guy, huh?
Oh, man. I got a long history there of harassing the Gaysons. They just love me.
You just love harassing Gaysons. All right, well.
Hey, we got to keep up to the dates on me. I'm still on prank calls occasionally, too.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, you need to come through yourself, man. You never. Once we get that hooked up on your end, you can definitely do a prank call, man. Most definitely.
Yeah, man. We'll get this thing tweaked, man.
Well, hell, you should.
We'll get this. We'll get it set up.
Well, you should just call the toll-free line sometime here on the show. You call it. You know, you meet your gizmo, call it, and then I'll conference, you know, we'll do a three.
Well, you know, that's what always works for me. It doesn't dial for me.
Oh, it doesn't.
We need to talk to call 8, because when I try to call from my area code,
yeah,
it won't let me. I can call KDK line and no problem.
And we have the same company.
And,
So he suggested call 8 to me. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might be just a thing where they just need to activate that area code.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I have to use a
calling
card just to call the toll and recall it.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. All right, man. Well, yeah. I'll have to look into that and see if I can find out. Maybe there's an extra charge. I don't know. I'll find out. All right, man. What else is going on? Let me add.
Well, heck, if there is, I'll help out with it, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it's fine. Everybody, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Once again, toll-free is 888-278-8509. You know, that's something. I get calls from Canada. Sean Ward calls the show, and who else is it? Who's the Canadian kid? Randy Dandy? He's Canadian, right? No.
You know, one of those guys, and I'm not sure which one.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Randy hasn't called in. He didn't call in last week, did he?
Hey, Rand was in last night, but he's got school, I guess.
Yeah.
His school is conflicting with his listening hours and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So he's got, like, a band, I think. I think he plays skin flute in a band.
His skin flute, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Poor Randy.
But no, Randy, just because you're not here now, I guess I can get away with that. So
man,
if you're listening, then you better come on, check in to the chat room here and defend yourself.
Yeah, most definitely. And everybody else, call in toll-free, like I said, 888-278-8509. And honestly, I usually don't get calls anyway until 10-something, so, you know, that's what it was.
Yeah,
like.
You know, I think a lot of people just kind of are shy, you know, and, you know, just don't. Nothing wrong with that. You get a little bit of courage, a couple beers, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah,
and find out, hey, man, that sounds like a cool party. Let's go join it. Give us a buzz, man.
Right.
We're going to be on. We're here for you.
Right. Look, man, are you throwing out promotions for Madhouse Live at 9:15 p.m. next?
You got it, baby.
Wait a minute. Why are you? Never mind. Okay. All right.
I got to update it. Okay.
Okay. Let's see. In the chat room, KDK, what's he saying? He's getting another server to handle podcast traffic. It's awesome. KDK's going to be podcasting now, huh? Too cool. Yeah, man. I would definitely love. Me and you have talked about that, right?
Yeah, exactly, man. I'm trying to get that thing going, man. So now that we got a place to put them at, you see, then that was part of the problem. I was going to have to figure out about getting my own website or something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that'd be cool. And Nunu's saying he should get a PCU related name, which I agree with. We lost PCUradio.com, right?
I don't know what happened with that, how that went out in the big, you know, showdown.
Well, I guess Ted is registered it himself. You know, he's got the whole, he's in charge of the domain, apparently, so he's not giving it up. Yeah, he's just making it a Google, like, well, it's whatever, man, that's his prerogative.
Yeah, I'm sure it could probably be worked out, but is it even worth the trouble? You know, they need all the help they can get. No one's listening to them over there. They're dying away, withering away, and, you know,
well,
it's unfortunate, but choices were made, and, you know, they decided to go that way, the asshats, so.
That's
my hat's off to the asshat, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll get. I'm sure. Well, all a KDK has to do, I guess, is wait for his to expire or whatever, and then renew it himself, pick it up. And he's been watching.
Well,
I guess. I don't know how long. Nine, maybe. Oh, okay, he's saying 10 months. So in 10 months, yeah. So we in theory, we won't have PC Radio for 10 months. And I've got promos that say PCRadio.com. I gotta go in and edit those, or make some new ones and stuff. I guess I don't know.
Exactly. Let's identify with KDK prank calls, and that way, you know, it's definitely going to point wherever we go. It's always going to point back, because our man KDK's got a hand on that one.
Yeah. And all my calls now, everybody out there, all my calls are posted on my archive page at madhouselive.com, and they all have you know, a little intro at the beginning that gives a promo for KDK prank calls and madhouselive.com. At the beginning, at the end. So, by all means, feel free to download those and spread those around, sharing with people, so they can hear what's on the madhouse, and spread the word about listening to KDK prank calls. And everybody, very important. Try to listen in during the day. We used to get big numbers, you know, when we're not live back on the PCU, on the old server, on the mm-hmm. old servers, you know. And right now, we're not. Holding those numbers anymore. I don't know what's going on, but even
if it's stolen bookmark syndrome, but our numbers are coming up.
I think
prominence again. People are realizing where the live action's at.
Yeah, well, I think any day now that one of the two competing servers are going to die, so won't be a big deal anymore.
Oh, yeah. My ass hats off and salute. Play out taps. Oh, hey, you know what? I want to give out a shout out to my buddy, the little buddy. May he rest in peace.
Bob Denver.
Our buddy, Gilligan Denver.
Yeah, Bob Denver. Isn't that something, huh? I don't know, I didn't know he supposedly was some really smart lesbian guy and everything. And
He was actually on for a long time.
Yes.
Hats off to you, little buddy.
Little buddy, yeah, man. I used to love Gilligan's Island. I watched the shit out of that every night.
Oh, I did.
At 6, it was on our local channel at 6, and then at 6:30, they showed it on TNT. I remember that. I could get back-to-back episodes of Gilligan's Island. So.
It's
yeah.
a sad thing.
Yeah.
It's coming to pass.
And they're all dying. Who's left? I guess... Wow, I don't want this. Who's left? Marianne and Ginger, I think, are the only two left, right? No, I think the professor's still alive.
I think Louise is on her eighth. I don't know if he is. I don't know.
No, he is. He is on.
I heard
there's a website where you can pay like $20 to have a celebrity call you for a birthday message or something, and he's one of the people. He's on there. He's Johnson something.
Right?
Yeah, he's. I know he's alive still, and I know the two, like Marianne and Ginger, both. But I'm pretty sure everybody else is.
Ginger has been reincarnated several times.
Yeah.
As much as I love her, she's probably got like her third or fourth plastic face. But, you know, hey, she looks good, you know, with the plastic action.
I saw her like 3 years ago, I think I saw her or something like that. She looked pretty raw, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah.
You know how it is, man.
Yeah.
You stretch it so far, man, then, you know, it just starts getting the raccoon eye thing going.
Yeah, well, she looked like she was a big-time smoker, too, back in the day. You know what I mean? She just has that yellowish look to her and stuff.
Talk about a buddy, Katie K.
Yeah.
She's got this friend, Jill, and Ed Rosenbaum, Edgar, comes on the show sometimes, and they're really big smokers, too.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy my smoking. I like these great big old cigars you get out of Cuba.
Cigars.
Cohibas.
Can you get Cuban cigars there, or are they still...
Yes. Yes, they're illegal here.
You can. Yes, they're illegal? Yes, they are illegal.
Well, I just said yes, and then I said they're illegal here.
Well, you can get them easier there than I could here, then, right?
You can get some there. If you can get them, you're probably gonna pay $25 or $30
shit.
A piece.
Damn it, man! Damn it, man.
I said, yes, that's what was my answer, and then I corrected that by saying they're illegal here.
Yeah, okay. So,
yes.
Good. Yes. Well, you know,
if you're illegal here.
I took a cruise to the Caribbean once, and we stopped in Nassau, St. Thomas, and where else? St. Martin, I guess. And in Nassau, I bought a bunch of Cohibas.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch of Cohiba Red Dot Cuban cigars. You know, because you have two types of Cohiba. You got the kind you buy in America is made in the Dominican Republic. Same company, Dominican Republic,
exactly.
Dominican,
right.
Dominican grown. Yeah, and then the real deal is Cuba, which you can get anywhere else in the world. So, and they were dirt cheap in the Bahamas. I bought a whole pack of them, nice cigars, and I was smoking one a night. I had like 10 left over, and they announced us that there were, you know, if you have any cigars that are Cuban, you're not going to be able to take them off the port, so you're going to want to have to smoke them tonight. So I went to the cigar
lounge. Smoke all your evidence now.
Oh, yeah. I smoked about two cigars. I smoked two Cohiba cigars that night.
Smoke a dog turd.
Yeah. I could not talk the next night. I could not talk the next night.
I hear you.
Yeah. Did I just...
What do you think? We give some call out here and start up.
Athena, when did I...
Start stirring
when did I say
up some
that
action,
story?
You know.
That was Sunday, right? Did I say that story around you, Athena? Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping I didn't say it last week on the air, and I'm just repeating it again. Holy shit.
Well, you know, Red, on Red's Tubes Bar,
yeah.
He really liked them stogies, too.
Yeah. So. Fucking Red.
And the Rosenthal's.
Yeah, right. Look, man, we've been talking for like a long time, and we haven't done anything.
All right, man. Let's light up the touchstone pad.
Yeah, let's burn the waves. I've got Katrina's Pono Kona Art in Hawaii. Answered there about 4 minutes ago, Katrina. I could charge
Katrina's porno art.
Porno art. It's just P-O-N-O. I don't know.
Well, okay. It's an easy twist of words. You know,
okay.
Hey, man, I'm drunk. I couldn't read. Baby had a couple of beers. It's porno art.
Porno art.
What kind of porno art you got?
Porno art. Okay, well, we're going to try giving that a call and see what's up with that.
Porno art.
Porno. What is porno art, man? P-O-N-O. It's almost porno.
Yeah.
It's porno, but they all have socks on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. They're wearing their sock condoms.
Yeah, sock condoms. All right. They go all over the whole cock and balls are covered in it. That's safe.
Exactly,
right there.
Man. Yeah, up north, man, they use those, you know, when they go out in the wintertime, man. You know, like a toboggan.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you use a condom, you can still get, what, gonorrhea and stuff if you, right? Can't you? I mean, I don't understand how, because you're
I hope not, because them condoms, man, those condoms right there are what I count on, baby, and I ain't at it yet, so.
Yeah, all right, what you count on, yeah.
Hey, you know, we'll call her up, man, and let's see if she's got any porno art, and if she tells you, you know, I'm sorry here, I got an answer for her.
Okay. I want you to suck your apology out of my dick.
I want you to suck an apology out of my dick. All right. I'll go with that. Okay, well, everybody, hang on. It's 10:14. We're going to try another call here. Bear with me, and we'll be right back on the Madhouse. You're listening on PCU Radio. Dialed already. Damn it.
If you'd like to make a call, hang up.
Yeah. Hang on, bitch. I had to put this card in the USB dial in our break.
Please enter your authorization code now.
Yeah, now.
Para mensajes en español, marque asterisco 1.
I love this song, too.
Oh, yeah.
$3.13. Please enter your destination number now. Your current balance will allow you to talk for 2 hours, 5 minutes, 23 seconds.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Katrina, it's Kathy speaking.
Aloha, Kathy. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, aloha, Kathy. How are you?
I can hardly hear you.
Please try harder, okay? Hello?
Yes, I can just barely hear you.
Well, you can deal with it. Hang on. Now, ma'am, is this Katrina's?
No.
What do you mean it's not Katrina's? You just said it's Katrina's a second ago.
It's Katrina's shop.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, Katrina's shop.
Yes, this is Katrina's shop.
Okay, the art shop, right?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of hurricane-related art do you have? We're interested in opening up a mural here.
I'm sorry?
How many pictures of the storm aftermath do you have?
I can't even hear you at all. It's getting worse
what,
and worse.
What type of pictures do you have of the storm aftermath, I said?
What type of pictures do we have?
Yes.
We have volcano pictures, have artwork, and we have photos.
Do you have anything related to Katrina?
No.
Well, this is Katrina.
You mean Katrina's the hurricane?
Yeah, I like to see a picture of two refugees having sex in the waters of the storm. The green water. Do you have anything like that?
No, I'm sorry.
Do you have anything, animals eating eating trash after
no.
the storm? No.
No, I'm sorry.
Do you have any pictures
I'm
of...
I'm sorry,
of
I've got to hang up. I have
a you don't have to hang up. Wait a minute. Let me open my checkbook here.
No.
Coconut porno.
I will send you a check. You write in the amount.
Maybe that's not right to be talking about Katrina, you know? What the fuck is up with this phone tonight, man? Everybody's like, I can't hear you. No, seriously.
I don't know. You sound good here, but I don't know. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Me and you need to do a test run, and you call me and stuff, because way back when you had your audio down too. So.
Well, this is it's the phone, and it's I'm using an Xbox communicator to talk into the phone with. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Maybe you need to put a preamp on it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the long. That's no one's calling. If someone were calling, it would sound like that, but. Nobody wants to join the show tonight, apparently. So, anyway, that number is 888-278-8509. Once again, that's 888-278-8509.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got here. Grandma's Coffee House. Just Cruising Cafe, Mocha Java Cafe, Honolulu. They got a lot of coffee over there in Hawaii, I guess. Well, that's where.
Yeah, they do. Actually, they grow some really wonderful coffee there.
Yeah.
I get some here. It's expensive as hell, but it's actually pretty smooth coffee.
What
Kona
is it?
Kona Gold.
What is it that Kona coffee comes from there, right? Isn't
that
what
it is? Kona Gold.
Kona Island, right?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, they got that.
And then
Maui Wowie.
They've got this really good stuff, the Maui Wowie brand. Yeah, baby.
That's good coffee right there.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Have you ever tried making food with weed? Like cooking food?
Oh, God. Brownies, of course, ever classic. Cake is good.
Cake.
And another one I found out we used to do was pizza.
Pizza?
Anything, okay, here's the way it works. Anything that kind of stays liquidy after it's cooked won't cook it all out. So, you know, pizza got the sauce on it.
Yeah.
Put it down inside your pizza in the sauce, and it won't dry it out. Same thing like the brownies, it don't dry out, you know. Cake is the same way.
Well, what do you do?
Yeah.
So, it's not like you order a pizza and you stuff.
No. You make your own pizza.
You make your own pizza, and wow.
Yeah, like a Chef Boyardee or whatever.
Wow.
And back in the day, you could get those really nice mushrooms, you know, and you'd be really far out and just have an electric mushroom ganja pizza.
Man. Yeah, that is big stuff here. There's a lot of cow pastures here. I know you being
I was just going to say, I miss Florida, man.
Yeah.
That was the shit, boy.
Oh, man, yeah.
Go out with your little plastic bags.
Oh, yeah, dressed in black. I never did it,
Purple Jesus!
Purple Jesus. I never did it, but... But Andy, who's normally in here, he couldn't make it tonight because of the way life is and shit. He couldn't make it tonight, but he said he'd be listening in. He might be listening now. Big shout out to Andy. Hopefully he's on next week. I think. What do you think of Andy? He works out pretty good. I like him. He's good to play off of here.
Andy's pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah,
he's funny as shit.
But he has stories of going out shrooming, as they call it out here, to like pastures and stuff. And yeah, there's a lot of people who got shot by farmers. Like, you know, they were going out at night. They were, because what would happen, these people,
I don't know what the big deal is, man. No. I mean, it's natural stuff. I mean, you know, well, I don't understand why.
Well, I know someone who told me that they were,
I guess since they can't tax it, that's the deal.
Well, no, I know someone who was out, who told me they were out once with somebody, like a friend of theirs, getting shrooms, and the guy literally in the middle of the field took a mushroom out of cow shit and ate it right there in front of him. Like, just straight up, like, right there, just devoured it right in front with cow shit all over it. And that's when he told me, that's when he was like, okay, I am never doing this again.
$2.
He said it was really, really nasty.
$0.92.
So,
please enter. Six minutes, 59 seconds.
All right. Hello, I'm Sophia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm not so good. I've confused my medicine here. I dropped the pills and the yellows and the blues and the reds and the whites are all mixed together.
Okay.
I don't know. I just took about four of the blues, and I think the blues are the downers. So I took the yellow ones to try to counteract, and now I just feel like I'm running around in circles now. Hello?
Who is this?
This is Emmett.
Is who?
Emmett Brown.
What can I do for you?
Well, coffee now, that's a good antioxidant, right?
Coffee?
Yes.
I have no idea.
How hot is your coffee there?
How hot is it?
Yes.
It's hot.
How hot? How hot does it get there? Is it just me, or is this conversation getting hotter?
Oh, who is this?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Oh, my God.
I think the blues are the Viagra. Oh.
I guess you need lots of those, don't you?
Could you help me out?
Well, I'm kind of busy right now.
Well, I'm kind of busy too, if you know what I mean.
Okay. We're going to have to call back later, is that alright?
Can you pour the coffee out on my penis? Would you mind? It would just be all
right. I would mind, yes, I would.
What would you like?
I have to go, sir.
Would you humiliate me? Oh.
That was good. Alright, good. Nice little turnaround. Isn't that nice? What'd you think, Athena? Normally, this is a time where I go, what'd you think about that, Milkman? But Milkman isn't paying attention. But I just got confirmation he's back on. He just rebooted. Milkman will be right back on in just a second. I guess he's not on right now. Let me send him a message right quick while I give out the toll-free line. That is 888-278-8509. Once again, that is 1-888-278-8509. Everybody out there, feel free to call in and talk to me. I can put you on the air. You can do a prank call, or we can just shoot the shit for a little bit. It's a free call. By all means, feel free to call in. I haven't had one caller yet tonight, so you can be the first, and you might win a prize. You might win a prize. How could you pass that up? Anyway, Milkman, do not update your shits. She was very hyper. DTT, with the comment that she was hyper, yeah, she was a little excited by that. God, pouring coffee on my penis, so that would just be bad. Hot coffee. Maybe iced coffee, that might be nice. As soon as Milkman gets on, I'm trying to wait for him to get in before I do another call, so he doesn't end up jumping in the middle of a call and ruining the show. He wouldn't ruin the show. I'm kidding. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, let's see here. Club Sandy in Honolulu. A woman answered at 10:38 p.m. 3 minutes ago. Let's try that. Nice fresh number. I'm making that noise in my mouth that because I was eating pistachios. I think I'm out of them now. Whoa! I just almost spilled water everywhere. Milkman tells me he is on. I can't be found. Okay, we're going to have to shut down Gizmo and restart that. Bear with me, everybody. We're trying to get Milkman back on the line before I do my next call.
Hello, Club Sandy?
Hello, ma'am. Is this Club Sandy?
Yeah?
May I speak to Sandy, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sandy. Not here. Who's it?
Well, you tell me first.
Huh?
You tell me first, who is this?
Oh, Sandy, be here at like 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Yes.
Who is this? Who am I speaking to? You bitch.
Hang up the phone on me. I'll keep Milkman on until he can respond. For some reason, it's not working tonight. Well, we have a caller. And that would be my house. That would be my parents, and I'm not going to talk to them. Because last time I tried to put my mom in the air, she went absolutely apeshit on me. And yelled at me. Black and mild. You gotta love a nice cigar, huh, Athena?
Yeah.
You don't like cigars. Have you ever smoked a cigar, Athena?
Yeah.
What kind of cigar did you smoke?
A black and mild.
A black and mild? One of mine?
Not one of
yours. Whose black and mild have you been smoking?
Mine.
You bought Black and Miles?
Yeah.
You wouldn't lie to me, right? I think she had relations with somebody who smokes Black and Miles. Who the fuck is Not Carlito? What the fuck is up with that? There's a Not Carlito in the chat room. Okay, Sane is coming in saying that so-and-so is on the air with a live call-in number, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Sane, I wish I could call him, but I am under orders by my superiors here at PCU not to call that gentleman anymore because we don't want to be promoting him. I've called him a few times, but I guess the bottom line is he's had some really bad beef with KDK in the past. He's had some beef in the past with KDK, so he doesn't want to instigate. If he's not talking shit about us or him, he doesn't want to give him a reason to, so. And I want to give a shout-out to Sean Ward. Apparently, Sean Ward is listening, and he's in the chat room as Not Carlito. What a smooth character. That's awesome, man. Sean Ward. Sean Ward is a man. I wish he'd call in. Let me get that number out again. It's 888-278-8509. Once again, that's 888-278-8509. That toll-free line is open for you, Sean Ward, or anybody else there who wants to call and do a prank call or just talk. By all means, do so. As a matter of fact, the listeners are up. I'm not doing too shabby listener-wise right now, despite the type of show I'm having. You know what? I just had a horrible shit day today at work. Yeah, I got fucking yelled. Not even get yelled at. But I got called in a meeting about my attitude because apparently my attitude is taking a step down. Athena, I didn't tell you about this, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're asking what my problems are. You know, they pull me in the office to complain about me and then ask me what my problems are. So I present them with a 28 checklist that I've come up with of problems that I have with the place, and now they want to have a meeting. I don't know. I'm just bullshitting, but I had a shitty day at work, and I wish I didn't have to work. I wish I could just go to school like some other people. I swear to God, that's my dream, it would be right now in my life just not to have to fucking work or nothing. Just fucking go to college and get a degree and just not fucking, man. Anyway, let me try to get Milkman. Are you there? Can you hear me yet? Hello, hello, hello. Milkman. Let's try him once again here. Athena, someone's coming on me in the chat room. going to let them do that?
Yes, you're...
Milkman, it sounds like you're peeing. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Jesus. Milkman, try to restart your gizmo. I'm going to have to give up and put you on the air. That sucks, because I hate being on... I'm so used to not being alone on the air anymore. It's just so scary. You can see by the quality of the show tonight. Okay, anyway, let's keep trying here. We got an escort. And, you know, I should call Club Sandy Bag. That bitch hung up on me. That was very rude of her, that woman. Anyway, hang on, guys. We're going to do another call here in just a second. I'll be on in just a second. For the time being, just hang on, listen to the song, and I'll be back as soon as possible with that. It is now 10:50. You're listening to The Madhouse on PCU.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes? What do you want, honey? What you looking for?
Well, look, I called in earlier. You said Sandy's on there, but I asked who are you, and you hung up on me. Why?
Oh, not me. Plenty of people work here. That's not me. First time I hear your voice now.
I don't know. You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
First time I hear your voice now.
You this is the first time you hear my voice?
Yes.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
What you looking for?
I'm looking to come in and have a good time, you know.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
I'm not looking for
We don't do that. That's why somebody hang up on you.
Hang?
Okay?
Well, no, if Sandy's not there, I need to talk to someone else. I'm supposed to deliver this.
Oh, you want something and you come over here.
I have a delivery to make, but I need to speak regarding the rate for it. And if she's not there, you need to please take my message. This is urgent. This stuff is going to spoil out here.
Oh, you want the message? Then give me the phone number, then I tell her to call you.
Well, I need your name. I keep asking you for your name, you stupid. Let me talk to someone else. Please. We'll play. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
What do you want?
She's lying. I didn't say that. That is not what I said. That woman is a liar.
Well,
look, I have... First of all, Sandy told me to call because I went in there and I had a horrible experience. She told me to call right now. She told me to call and get it straightened out. She was going to get me the rebate. I call now, and this woman is here, and she's saying that I'm talking what? That I want to have a good time? What is that supposed to mean? What kind of sick joke, perverted people woman is that? Explain yourself, I said. Talk to me. God, I know you're there, damn it. I'm fucking talking to you. Are you just gonna leave me on hold?
Hello?
Yeah, what is going on? Why are you not talking to me?
Okay.
What's the big fucking problem?
What you looking for?
I told you, I need the rebate. I came in, I got bad service. Sandy told me to call now. Talk to her.
Okay, you wanna talk to Sandy, right?
Well, she's not there. Listen. I don't care what you say. She told me to get the name of the person who answers the phone. That's all I'm trying to do. What's your big problem? Why can't you do that?
We don't know you. We don't give you the name, okay?
I know Sandy's name. You know me.
You know Sandy's name. You talk to Sandy. You wait for 8 o'clock. You call to
Sandy's
you talk to Sandy.
Sandy's the owner.
I don't know you. I don't give you my name.
Don't you dare yell at me. Do you need a translator?
I don't yell at you. I talk to you like that.
Do you need a... Oh, now you're talking nice. Now you're talking good. That's how...
You look like crazy people. I don't want to talk no more, okay?
Yell, bitch. Yell. You stupid fucking bitch. God damn it. Why does she got to be so angry for? She hates America is what it is. She hates being American. She's ashamed of being American is what her problem is. God damn it. And Tina, you couldn't hear that, could you?
Actually, I could hear her a little bit.
She...
What a bitch, man. Fuck that. I'm never going to Hawaii. A bunch of assholes there, man. Oh, you said, you know what? I bet you what I know. What is the problem? The problem is, hang on. Okay, let me go back to the chat room. Lonesome is giving me some good new numbers, which is good. What else is going on here? Excuse me. Exotic Dreams, Exotic Island Escorts, Exotic Room Service. Wow, Exotic Room Service. Let's give them a call here. Alright, here comes another call coming at you, everybody. You're going to be right back in a second. It is now 10:56 Eastern, and you're listening to The Madhouse on PCU Radio.
Hello?
Dialing as, room service, please.
Yeah, it sounds like you can I can hardly hear you.
Hang on.
Do you want to give me your landline number? What's your landline number?
I'm on the landline now, dear.
Okay, what is it? What's your room number?
Yeah, 214.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Fuck you, you stupid bitch whore.
Please enter your destination number now.
Oh my god. You should have heard the words that came out of that woman's mouth. She just yelled at the top of her lungs, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. I mean, like, she was tormented. What the hell is wrong with that woman? Oh my god. Some exotic room service. I was going to tell her I needed help cleaning my hotel room. I had blood in it, and she fucking had to do that. I had a whole fucking thing set up and shit. Yeah. Nobody wants to cooperate with me tonight. Everybody just wants to be negative to the Madhouse, man. Nobody wants to play.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com. The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Ain't no Kool-Aid in my cup, give me that Grey Goose. When I'm on that goose, I'm sure to get loose. Alcohol abuse, my booze, no excuse. I fill my cup up and never put it down. Hard till they hit a nigga with another round. Give it to me straight till I'm sick in the...
Hey, I'll be here.
Hey, what's going on?
What can we do for you?
Well, check it out, man. I'm over here and I'm looking for an escort. What can you do for me? Talk to me. What kind of cows you got there tonight?
Where are you located and I can have someone return your call?
What do you mean return my call? What the hell are you doing over there, tough guy? Come on. Why don't you get to work?
Hey, look, motherfucker, if you want the shit to work, it's kind of simple with all the less drama. What you do is you leave your name and number, a lady returns your call, you make arrangements directly with the lady.
Why don't you kiss my ass and put your boss on the line? You know, I'm just in too bad of a mood to do prank calls tonight, I think, because I don't even want fucking lit from anybody. God damn it. Jesus Christ. What's going on here? Hotspot video and the hotspot video in Wailuku, Hawaii. Yeah, I confirmed about 2 minutes ago. Alright, let me see what's going on over here. Nothing's going on over there. Everybody, bear with me. We're still trying to get everything working out here. Once again, the toll free line is 888-278-8509. Excuse me. Once again, that's 888-278-8509. You can call and be live on the air on PCU Radio on the Madhouse. By all means, please do. Other than that, let me also include the other shows that are on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Zolar will be on with his show Zolar Vision. Not sure if Prankmaster will be on, but Zola always does a good show. Ain't that right, Athena? You listened last week, right, a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Right. KDK will be on the air Saturday night at 10 p.m. with the Lunatic Fringe. Sunday nights, Sean Ward starts at 9 p.m. with his Peanut Punch Radio. That's 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. Monday nights at 8 o'clock, you have Billy Mira from Howard Stern fame. He also does a show. Again, that's Monday nights at 8 p.m. And a big thanks to Billy Mira and Dr. Lego, who are graciously at this time providing a server space for PCU. Nothing on Tuesday night for the time being. Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock, KDK returns live with Psychobabble, which is a less low, it's a more low key show, lower key show, no prank calls per se, but some pretty good talk and good comedy and just good conversation. I really like every single show that's on here, to be honest. I listen to all the shows on PCU and they're all good. So if you like my show or if you like any of the other shows, by all means, be sure to listen to the other ones, spread the word. Speaking of spreading the word, you want to be sure to spread the podcast file, which is going around now. Let me take this call real quick here. You're on the Madhouse.
Hey, wonder who the hell keeps calling here looking for my ladies. Speak up so I can't hear you.
How fat are your ladies?
Hey, we got 500 pounders and under.
And under.
So what's your problem with fat girls?
I'm not talking
you
about
like
under.
Fat girls, you got them too.
Yeah, fat girls are okay and all, but I like to cover them in white talcum powder. Why? Fuck.
Yeah, well, you just roll around till you find the wet spots, son. Did you know that?
Yeah. You find the one. Never. I'm not gonna get that nasty into it. Anyway.
Don't go down there. You end up with that funny looking lip. This buddy named Prankmaster, and he's got some stories you can tell everybody now.
All right. Who is this? Is this Milkman?
Hell no. I don't know what the hell that damn Milkman freak's doing. That damn Gizmo's been acting like a piece of shit ever since he took the update. They had to call me on the toll line.
Apparently.
You're in the potted house.
Apparently.
Yeah, take it over, please.
Well, what's going on with the toll line? It's not working for you? Gizmo's dead? Is that what the official deal is?
No, I didn't take the update. Everybody took the update. I was on all day. It didn't ask for an update. I don't know. As soon as I got on here, no one wants to update. So,
I don't know.
You know how slow it is? I'm just doing the update thing. So. I said, let me call my man. And I'm over here in the potted house. I just can't get hurt.
Right on. So you got through in the toll-free line? What happened? How'd you get... You got through in a toll-free?
I had to use my other calling card to call your toll-free number.
Oh, shit, dude. This is... That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I'll get the... I'll tell
that
the KDK.
That was a hilarious call, man, with the pills. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
dying.
Yeah. That, I mean, if anything good's going to come out...
Who the hell was that? She was cussing and shit.
She... I don't know. I think she's having a bad day just like I did today, man. I don't know.
That wasn't that crazy bitch here. We called the escort. What was her...
Nautica. I played part of that. I didn't play the portions where she was just talking, but I played the portions where she's actually acknowledged me.
Yeah,
you
man,
and
she
Andy.
Was playing pimp out. Oh man, that was so mad.
Yeah, she was.
Took our number. We ought to call her, man.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Milkman, what do you know about podcasting, bro?
What I think about podcasting, I think it's a new trend, and a lot of people are doing it now.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting iPods. Like I said, that's why I'm interested in it, because when I was talking to all these different people on Gizmo, it was like, oh, you do a show? What's your podcast? How can I get your podcast? And I said, well, I said, we do a live show, and, well, let me get your podcast. I can't listen. I got to listen at work, and my cubicle, and blah,
But
all right, well, as soon as I get the podcast in, I will give you the number.
Yeah, I've been looking into
it. I think it's definitely anything that's got to happen.
If
KDK's got it going on, then I am more than happy.
Yeah, well, I've been looking into it. I think we could do it on... I think I could do it because, you know, mine would be more small scale. Not a lot of people would be hitting as KDK would have.
Well,
so.
Now, the thing is that, you know, what I've been looking into, okay, you can have it for whatever place you're going to keep it at. It's the RSS feeder, so that's usually the thing that you got to have to put your podcast out. So
yeah.
I found some new programs today So that's all I'd say. Now, I could try those. I've got another one that I just read about in my computer magazine. I was talking about that, too. So there's different ways to go about it. The main thing is getting the RSV to work right. If it doesn't work right, Google's not going to send you any information.
Yeah, when I get a chance, I'm gonna try out the podcasting stuff that apparently the new winner.
Yeah, man. Hey, and you know that promo you sent me the other night? It got clipped. I only got part of it, or I don't know if it didn't all get recorded. But you know, when you get a chance, send it to me again.
Well, that's just the new intros and outros that I have for prank calls. That's all I meant to send you.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got.
All I got was one, man. I don't know what happened.
Oh, really? That's shitty. Oh.
Yeah, that transfer didn't come through.
Really. My bad. Well, hey,
Anyway, another time. Man.
Yeah,
we'll deal with that later.
So hopefully, I don't know. Are you going to be able to get back on the air here with me, or what do you think is going on?
Well, it's just doing the update now, man.
Okay.
It just passed my firewall, and it's asking me to take it.
Okay.
Going through it now.
So all right, I'm on.
Okay.
I'm on, so once you jump on.
Now.
Yeah, I'm on, so once you jump on, get in there.
Okay.
We'll get you back on.
You have to call me, because whatever reason, your number, I can't call it.
Okay. All right, I'll call you. No problem. Once I see you one, call you.
I'm gonna be on G-Talk here, so you just give me a shout here. I'll give you a shout as soon as it's all the way up, okay? All
right, man. All right, cool.
Man.
You got it, man. Peace.
Thanks a lot for having me on, and I'm really sorry that I'm having a little bit of problems here tonight.
Hey.
Please stand by, because the Madhouse, there's gonna be more lunatic action right here in the party room.
Right on. All right, man. All right, peace. All right. Milkman, everybody. Milkman calling in by phone. The normally the co-host of the show, but with all the problems that we're having tonight, everything is not working smoothly with my disconnects and my phone issues and, I don't know, quality of the calls and stuff. But if you would like to call in, please do. 1-888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. And you can call in, join in the show. I've given out the number so much tonight. No one's... Still nobody calls. My God. I see Jupe's on. We were talking about Jupe earlier. It's good to see Jupe. Funny guy. And he's off. Never mind then. Let me go back one more place here. Okay, let me see what else I'm getting here for calls. Hotspot video. Intimate ink calls. Those escorts don't play to block numbers, I guess. I don't know what that's all about. But we can try a hotspot video, for sure. And we're going to try Milkman one last time here for the night, see if I can get him connected. I keep saying the last time we're going to try, and I keep trying to gravitate to getting him back on. Let's see here if he shows up. And then try a few more calls.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah.
Okay, it was the update, definitely.
Yeah, I think the update fucked things up. Don't worry. Let's take it easy. Okay, let me try another prank call here, dude. Now that I have you on the line. Okay, everybody, it's 11:14. We're gonna try to call Hotspot Video and Wailuku, Hawaii. See if I can get something going on with them. If not, I don't know. Look, what do you think about tonight's show? I'm thinking about calling it quits pretty soon. It's just sometimes these shows happen. We had 2 weeks ago this happened. You know, the last two shows have been really good, but the show before that was a really crappy one. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know, man. Just something was just going whack today. I was on, and the update didn't come all day. And a couple people said update, and then until I get on the damn show, you know, I'm actually going to use this thing. Someone's doing an update.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, hey, hang on.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, okay. you're breaking up a lot, but you're coming in. You I can discern you, at least. I can make you out, you know what I mean? But okay, hang on. Well, you hang on the line. I'll be right back, everybody, with another call.
All
right. It is now 11:15, and you are listening to The Madhouse. Just one moment, please.
I'm cool back there.
option. We might do that there. Yeah, it's only right that the whole block said.
Enter your destination number now.
Let's go. Mommy's filling my big ass. Show my whole neck. Sam Young, but I can sex. Called the Super Dome.
You have $2.38. Your current balance will allow you to talk for 1 hour, 35 minutes, 23 seconds.
The dad is telling me to call the super. Oh, we got a crappy connection. This is not gonna work.
You better redial that one, because it's going to sound like hell.
Jesus Christ, what a crappy night, man. I can't even get the connection.
Redial that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to redial that one. God dang it. Dude. I don't know. This is not working out.
I think it's them darn Hawaiian gods over there pissing on our phone calls. What the hell is wrong with them?
Yeah, they're ruining what is normally a good show. Hey, everybody, kdkprankcalls.com is the homepage for PCU Radio, and it's also the page for the chat room link. If you'd like to join us, if you're listening and not in chat, by all means, jump on in. KDKprankcalls.com. Also, at KDKprankcalls.com /podcast.xml. That is KDK's new podcast. Definitely be checking that out as soon as I get off of here. And see what happens with that. Hey, Milkman. Hey, Milkman, you're coming in pretty good, too, now, by the way. You sound good. Milkman. Milkman, hello. Milkman's gone. What? Why? What happened? What? Don't tell. Not again.
What's this 30 seconds business?
30 seconds? What the hell? Oh, Jesus. I don't know what's going on here. Guys, let's try one more prank call here, and I'll make an executive decision whether to take a break and try another half hour, or if we're going to call it a night. Because it's not working very well tonight, guys. I'm so sorry. I usually have a great time at the madhouse. What happened? Athena, no. It's overheating. Your computer's, it's going to fry. You can't put that on.
I can take a break.
You think so?
To be honest.
Yeah.
I think I could. I'll go over by the cat box and come right back and restart and get me while I'm doing that. Just a couple minutes and by that time our song ought to play through. So.
Everybody, give me a chance. We'll take a breaking back in the part.
Wow, man, we can't. I can't.
What do you think, big man?
We can't understand you at all, dude.
Okay, I'm going to restart my gizmo and take a break.
All right, let's do that. All right, man. Well, let's call a timeout again and take a break. And I'm going to try once again to get everything working okay. Hopefully it does. If not, guys, don't be mad, but I'll call it a night because I just don't want to sync things. Bear with me here. I'm going to try one more time. It is now 11:19, and we'll be back in the madhouse right after this.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse on PCU Radio.
Yeah, I'm really in a fucking deep shit right now.
Why?
Because my car just fucking broke down.
Your car just broke down?
Yeah, it's this like a shitty ass car, man. It's got 150,000 miles on it.
Like mine, right? Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, no, my car does too. I got 150,000 on mine too. So what happened? What kind of breakdown do you have?
Toyota Camry, 93.
A 93 Camry? Okay. Well, so you're broken down right now.
Yeah, like, I'm sitting right now waiting for AAA to come.
Holy shit, dude. So what happened? What, it started sputtering, or just didn't start again, or?
No, what happened was, I got that, check your engine light, and I was driving, figured I'd be home in a couple minutes anyways, but, like, I'm, like, maybe about 5 minutes away from home, and, like, I'm okay and everything. So what's happening is that the pipe, the pipe that gets, that returns the radiator fluid.
The pipe that holds the radiator fluid.
There's two pipes from the radiator. One that brings the radiator fluid through the engine, and the one that brings the radiator fluid back into the radiator.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
One of them popped and exploded.
Oh, that happened to me. That's no big deal. You can get that replaced. You can actually... Is it bad? If it's not too bad, you can actually buy the tape and seal it real quick.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Oh, shit. Hang on. No shit. Hey, I've had that happen to me before. How bad is the pop?
Pretty bad. It's like almost cracked all the way down.
Never mind then, yeah.
I mean, I could stop the engine, but then it just shuts off.
It just shuts off. It's probably just overheating, dude, I think.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. This car's, like, it automatically overheats. I got the thermostat replaced, I got the radiator fixed, I got the fuel changed. This car, I gotta throw it out and get a new car.
Shit, dude, yeah. Well, you know, it might be just... Something to do.
The reason why I called was because I'm up in the know. What time are you going on until tonight?
Until tonight. The show, actually, the show hasn't been that good. We're having technical problems, and I got a hurricane sitting off of here, so I don't know if that's affecting, but the show, let's just say the show hasn't been that good, and I'm thinking about, I was in the middle of a break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to try a few more calls. If things don't improve, then I'm going to call it a night, actually.
Why? Because you couldn't get any good numbers?
Yeah, the good number. Yeah, well, we're getting some good numbers, but I'm just, I don't know. I had a rough day today, and like I said, I've been disconnected twice already, and people, you know, sometimes you get good numbers, but you just can't get people to cooperate. It's kind of one of those.
Well, that's why you got to wait until I get, that's what I was going to say, until I get there, because I got a shitload of fucking, 24/7 numbers. Yeah. I got, like, maybe about a list of 800.
Oh, shit.
800 different numbers.
Well, how long is it going to take you to get home, then?
Got a 24/7 in, like, different states and shit.
Well, when are you going to be home, then? Well, what's up with that?
Maybe I'll be home within, like, less than 30 minutes.
Alright, well, we'll see. If I can keep things going, then I'll definitely be here. We'll try to rejuvenate the show. Hey, real quick before I let you go. What's going on? Are you going to be on Zola Vision tomorrow or not? What people want to know.
I'm guessing I'm going to.
Okay, alright. Well, there's people who are asking in the chat room and stuff, so.
Dude, make sure you say save, like save Ferris.
Yeah, save Frank Master.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry about it, man. It'll be okay. You're a valuable asset to PCU and everything. Yeah, I think you're just going to be fine. Alright, man.
Yeah. I'll accept.
Alright, man. Well, hey, good luck with the car.
Hopefully I'll be able to talk to you or
see you,
whatever, like,
okay.
In a couple minutes or so.
Okay, good deal. Hopefully it'll work. All right, man. All right, man. I'll see you then.
Yo, if you do
live
up, you
want to
do a couple calls or
no? I might be up for that. I might just get with me afterwards, and I'll let you know.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, man.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, later. All right, that's Prankmaster, everybody. Reporting, and I guess you guys... problems with his radiator, but you heard it from him. He's expected to be on Zolar tomorrow night, so for those of you who've been following the drama in the forums about him being fired from the show, maybe it's not going to be starting tomorrow. Hi. Okay, well, let's continue the break. I just thought I'd put him on because I don't know. I was excited to have a caller finally, but thank you for calling Pragmaster, and anybody else who wants to call, you can call at 888-278-8509. What else can I say? I'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody. No matter.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm calling in to try to help you feel better because I know how it feels.
Oh, man. What a shit night, man. It's crazy. It all started at 6 a.m. today. That's all I got to say. You know what I mean?
What happened at 6 a.m. today?
I woke up.
Your alarm went off late?
I woke up alive is what Holy shit, man. So what's up with you? How you been, KDK?
I'm fabulous. I'm just sitting here listening, and you're bringing everybody down.
I'm bringing people down now. Oh, God.
Yeah, because you're so down, it's contagious.
Yeah.
I got to remember this for when I'm down. I didn't realize that when I'm down, I'm bringing everybody else down.
Now you know what it's like. Now you know you have to quit when you're ahead, I guess, right?
Well, you need to do a couple lines of coke, and let's do some pranks.
Yeah, exactly. I need to do pranks. This is exactly what I gotta do, man. I gotta... I don't know. It's just not... I don't know. It's not working out tonight. It's... Hey, anyway, I gotta be more positive. I'm gonna lose my listeners. What the hell, right? Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do you have some numbers to call?
I've got some.
Are they sending in any numbers for you to use?
All I'm getting... You know, Lonesome is always coming through with his stuff, but they're all, like escort places, and I think these people are just a little pissy tonight or something. I don't know what's going on in Hawaii.
They're all what?
They're all pissy or something. They all, I don't know. I called one lady, and she almost had not an epilepsy. She almost had like a nervous breakdown on the phone. She's like, fuck,
she had
you.
A hissy fit.
Yeah, she went crazy, so I felt... Bless you. I kind of felt bad, you know? I don't know.
Well, you better not leave early, because I'm drinking tonight, and I'm expecting you to entertain me, at least until Prankmaster gets home.
Exactly. Yeah, well, Prankmaster said he's got stuff, and then, well, Sean Ward made an appearance in the chat room. He said he's
going to call. And Prankmaster's exaggerating. You know,
yeah.
He's talking about having a little hose in his radiator. He can fix that with scotch tape.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell him about the tape. I mean, I've done
that happened to
there.
Me before, where all I had was scotch tape in the car, so I taped over a little hole that had, like, burned through the radiator hose because
of
the heat.
Yeah.
And it turns out I never even replaced the hose, and I never even got, like, real tape to put over it because the scotch tape works so well.
Oh, well,
I was afraid to fuck with it.
Oh, hell yeah. You see, if it's working, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, as they say.
Right, exactly.
You know, he might have to, like, I don't know. I didn't talk to him that long, but I don't know. Anyways, hey, KDK, would you like to do a call, man?
I would love to do a call.
Awesome. Okay. Do you have any numbers out there, or would you like me to start spitting stuff out for you?
Oh, I don't have any numbers. All the only numbers I have are for Kevin and Tina.
Uh-huh.
If you wanted to call up Fat Tina and Crazy, or Crazy Tina and Fat Kevin.
Who should I know them?
Crazy or Three Brothers Diner. Yeah, Tina and Kevin were on the show like two Saturdays ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
They
ruined
the show
right.
Two Saturdays ago.
I know.
The Zolar called them like five times last week. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right, cool. Well,
were you listening to Zolar last Friday?
I listened to about half the show. I had to leave for some of it, but I heard some of it.
Yeah, he kept calling them, and they were cursing him out and everything.
Holy shit.
If you were to call them, I wouldn't be able to speak.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm trying to get you as a guest caller, is all. I mean, I had to put you on the spot, if you don't mind, by all means.
No, sure.
All right, cool. Hey, what about Giovanni's Tomato Pie Restaurant in Hawaii?
Do you have a person?
A person.
Or just, like, businesses?
Right now, that's the whole thing. I don't have any people. I have businesses, is all I have so far.
Okay, just call anybody.
Okay, well, let's do that. All right, well, you okay with this tomato pie restaurant? I don't know.
Well, don't even tell me. Just put me on the spot, and I'll pull something out of my ass if I can.
Okay, well, let's do it. All right, KDK.
Okay.
Everybody, hang on. We're going to get this call going with KDK guest caller. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, by the way. Just one moment, everybody. It is now 11:31, and you're listening to the...
Hey!
Hey! Sorry.
I think I might have accidentally hung up on you, because I was trying to figure out how to raise the volume on the earpiece here, because I can hardly hear you.
Oh, yeah, that was you. Yeah, that was definitely...
Yeah, that was, I think I accidentally hung up.
Oh, okay, all right. We'll get it back on. Hang on.
Okay.
One hour, 5 minutes, 23 seconds.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. Finally.
Good evening, Giovanni Tomato Pie.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling because I have a cousin who recently came to visit from Cuba, and he wants to stay, but he needs a job, so I want to know if you guys are hiring or anything.
No, not that I know of.
You don't need, like, a dishwasher or somebody to bus tables or something like that?
Not that I know of.
Well, can you ask around?
Okay.
I'm sure a place like that, you're probably losing people, like, left and right all the time.
No.
Well, he speaks very fluent Spanish, in case you have a lot of Spanish clientele.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'll send him down to fill out an
application.
What a bitch.
Yeah. What a jerk. you see what I mean?
Do a really good Spanish accent, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was going to ask you to come in and say, my cousin's on the line, and then put you through.
Okay.
And have you act outrageous.
Yeah, just so...
As like a Cuban refugee cousin.
Exactly.
I need John.
I want to talk to a person, not a business.
Well, how about Richard Tush?
Okay.
Richard Tush, he's an old guy. I love old guys, Katie.
I love the old people. They're always so stupid.
God bless the old people, man. Without them, we wouldn't have young people.
Right. All right,
Katie K, thank you for helping me out. We're going to get you back on another call. Thank you very much. Sir.
Okay.
Keep it real. All right, everybody. It's 11:35. We're back with another call in just one moment.
Bits don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting up there at bat.
$2, $30, you and me, baby, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Forever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deal at the potluck.
Fifty-four minutes, 29 seconds.
Is this our Dick Tush guy?
Yep, Richard Tush. Arizona. Cool, Arizona.
Hello.
Hello, Richard. How are you doing, dear? This is Mrs. Rosenthal.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Postman. Mr. Tush.
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Rosenthal. How are you doing, dear?
Who is this?
Listen, you don't know me. It's Mrs. Rosenthal. I'm the lady with the throat cancer.
Mrs. Rosenthal.
You know me. Yes, maybe you know me around town. I'm the woman with the blowhole, and I smoked it through my throat for dollar bets and bars.
I don't recall you around town. What are you doing? Call me at 8:30 at night. I'm in bed.
You're in bed at 8:30 at night. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm calling. Hello?
Hello?
Well, I'm an elderly woman. That's why I'm calling, because you're single and I'm single. We're both old and lonely. Will you stop talking over me, please? Listen, let's go out for a drink.
Talk to my wife tomorrow.
Oh, you have a wife?
Yes.
I thought you were single.
No, I've been married over a year.
When I read your ad in the paper, it said that you were single and you were older and you're looking for a female accompaniment.
No, I don't remember seeing that anywhere, but I'm married.
Well, this is the number that was in the paper. Maybe somebody else is playing a game on you, putting your number in the paper, saying that you're looking for a date.
Nope. Been married over a year.
Well, listen, back in my day, I used to be quite the swinger. Maybe you bring her along.
I can't hardly hear you.
Let's all go out for coffee.
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing, dear? Mrs. Tush, how are you doing, Mrs. Rosenthal? I'm a throat cancer lady. I've probably seen you at the supermarket.
Probably.
And I'm calling because I saw your swingers ad in the paper.
No, you got the wrong swingers.
You're not into swinging anymore. It's the voice, isn't it?
No, we were never into swinging.
It's the voice, isn't it?
Bye. Don't call again.
It's because of the throat cancer, but I tell you, I have an excellent body for an 87-year-old. I wore a bra every day of my life, and nothing has drooped.
Nice.
Oh, well, that sucked.
No, that didn't suck. That was actually kind of funny, because the guy was just like... Yeah, you know, I was like 2 seconds away. I was less than a second away from hanging up until she got on the line, so...
Yeah, so, hey, I
liked it. Very good. And you know what? I'm getting a lot of home numbers now, so...
Oh, you are? Cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to start... Ooh, we got an Arab lady. Oh, I love calling Arab women, that's for sure.
Arab lady. Call an Arab lady, and you start out this time, and call me in whenever you want.
Okay, let's do that. All right.
I'll do the gay guy, because Arabs think all gays ought to be killed.
Yeah, well, I know.
That'll really aggravate her.
Yeah, they think everybody should be killed, to be honest with you.
What?
I don't know. You know my girlfriend is turning into a Muslim sympathizer?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's...
Does she know that in Muslim countries, they kill gay people?
Athena, did you know in Muslim countries they kill gay people?
She didn't know that. You see, she doesn't.
They literally do. They have public executions of gay people.
Of gay people, really?
Yep.
Wow. Well, that shows you. That shows you.
But another reason why, reason number 507 why I hate Muslims.
Yeah, that's well. All right, hang on. All right, well, let me give Nusrat a call here, and you'll stay in London, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'll
awesome. All right, everybody, we'll be right back with the next call. It's 11:39 Eastern, and you are listening to the Madhouse. 29 seconds. Don't forget. My God.
Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam,
yes, hello. Look, I have a small problem. Yes, hello. I would like to let you know that there have been many Muslims who are lost in the aftermath of the storm, and we would like to know if you would like to make a donation of burqas, or if you have any hummus. Hello. Yes, we have a survivor here on the line.
Hey.
This is a gay Muslim child who we have rescued from the rubble of the mosque in New Orleans.
Salami alaikum.
Lika salami.
Oh. Oh, she's gone.
No sense.
Donate burqas and hummus.
No sense of humor, those people. God. When it comes to burqas and food, they just don't.
It's going to be a couple of years before people are ready to joke about Katrina, I imagine.
I guess so, yeah. You know,
it's still too soon. It's still going on. There's still people dying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You know, maybe I should put a kill box.
People are just now figuring them out. Wait a minute. New Orleans wasn't the only people where people are dying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, oh, man. Horrible, horrible news. So. Let me ask you. So, podcasting. What do you got planned with that? How are you going to go about that? What's your outlook on that? You're going to put some pranks on there? Or?
What I'm going to do is I don't know how to put multiple files into a podcast. I'll figure that out eventually. But for now, there's going to be a link on the front page for podcast that'll link to the most current episode of KDK's Lunatic Fringe.
Okay. Cool.
And then that's what I would like to encourage everybody to go submit around to podcasting sites, because the link will change, but the file name will remain the same.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard.
And then hopefully, eventually, you know, for the different years of the show, I'll be able to figure out how to do a podcast with multiple file names, so that people can pick which ones they want to download and even collect. The entire history of the Lunatic Fringe, if they want to.
That is too cool. I will definitely love to get into that. But you know, I don't know if you heard Milkman talking earlier, but he says that a lot of people he's meeting, they're asking him like, what are, you know, what PCU's podcast address?
Well, PCU doesn't have a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody would have to have their own individual podcast for their own individual shows.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, you know.
But I could very easily put a link for podcast up on the PCU site for each individual show.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
That wouldn't be much of anything if everybody wanted to do like I did, and you know, just update the one file every time you add a new show. That way I wouldn't have to change the link like every time you do a new show. That would make it easier on me.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm pretty good at keeping copies of my show up, so I would definitely be interested in that, KDK. That's a very good idea.
Well, I moved that thread to the Lair of the Elite. You can go and read that whole thread about podcasting and figure out how to do it.
Right on. Okay.
How to make your file, and even a site that will help you make it, and a site that will help you test it, make sure it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good deal. So
then it's as simple as just linking to that file.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's tons of ways to download podcasts, right? I mean, you can use you got WinApp, of course. I've already talked about that, but the iTunes is pretty popular. Actual iPod,
right.
Like people.
I haven't tested it yet, but I understand the new version of WinApp. You can subscribe to and set to download regular podcasts like you can with other podcasting software.
I played with it last night. It's really
like Doppler.
Easy.
That's a popular podcasting software that's free. You can go to download.com and download Doppler.
Yeah, I've installed it. I have Doppler, as a matter of fact, on my desktop, but I've never used it. So I have a ticker. I have an RSS ticker that just
shoots news at me all the time, and I'll break in with breaking news sometimes on the show. So.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, once you get the podcast working, all you got to do is go around and submit it to all the sites like Podcast Bunker and all the other sites where they have lists,
right.
listings for all different podcasts that are available so you can get the word out so people know about it.
Exactly.
And as soon as I get the other server, I'm, you know, we're scraping by the skin of our teeth on what we're doing with the server now, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's inevitable that I'm going to need another server, so I'm going to go ahead and get one, and then for the moment I'm going to just use that for podcast hosting.
Okay.
And that way I can have the files in a higher bit rate and stuff.
Exactly. And it'll progress to something else with time. Sure.
Because the shows lately, because we're on Technofrag, I've been able to record them in stereo, full stereo.
Cool.
So I can have some really, really sweet-sounding podcasts instead of the old 16K mono.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So it's a lot better quality. All right, good deal. I like what you're thinking, man. All right. Well, hey, KDK, thank you for calling as always, and thank you for everything you do. You're much appreciated, sir. It's great. Great time.
Peace out.
And you'll be on, let me plug you real quick. You'll be on Saturday night at 10.
Saturday night at 10, and I got a whole pile of new KDK prank calls to premiere that night.
All right, awesome. All right, well, I'll be there.
Okay, peace out, bro.
All right, have a good night, KDK. Thank you for calling. God bless. And that was KDK, everybody. There, thank you very much, KDK, for calling in. Join in the Madhouse. If you would like to do so as well, you can call 1-888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Guess what? Man, Lonesome Loser is the man. He's coming through with... He pays good attention to the show, because when I'll make a vague reference to something, and he'll already be confirming calls for people like that. And here he is already hearing my conversation with KDK, and I've got Islam R. Mula in L.A., Aino Laid, an old guy, Arloin Stoner, old lady, Hugh Cumming, Richard Cummer, and Marguerite Milky. So I got plenty of stuff to work with once I come back from this break, which I've been trying to take forever. So I feel better right now, things. And guys, just give me a little bit. I really have to go take a piss. So I'm going to be right back and take a quick break, be right back. And we're going to come back with several good prank calls, I promise you. Thank you for bearing with me tonight. And it looks like my connection problems have stabilized. So we're not going to have that trouble any longer. That's always good news. So, anyway, everybody, as I said, I'll be right back in just a moment. It's 11:48, and you are listening to The Madhouse on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. Stay tuned for more Madhouse on PCU Radio.
What? You motherfucker!
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind.
You're talking well.
What is happening?
Can I get an encore?
Hello, everybody, back to the house.
Come here, go with your Brooklyn boys. And for one last time, I need y'all.
This is your mind, Mr. On the line, we have, who do we have?
Reclude.
Reclude. What's up, Reclude? Reclude. Big Reclude.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Not much, man. How you doing, man?
Doing all right. Just recovering.
Recovering?
The last fucking Friday, Jeff the Drunk almost got my ass kicked.
Now, what happened? You did a prank call with Jeff the Drunk off of your number? Like, what, you three-wayed him?
No, it was my goddamn fault.
Okay.
No, I gave out a client's number, and I shouldn't have. They recognized my ass and came over the next day.
Really?
I had to fucking pay back their recording time, and the guy threatened my ass.
He threatened your ass?
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker, too.
Yeah? Holy shit.
Big fucking recon dude, man. He's a big motherfucker.
Really? Did he break anything?
What? No, he didn't do shit.
No? Damn.
It was nothing happened. I was just all fucked up for a day or so.
Holy shit, I can imagine, man, some shit like that happens, man. So they pretty much just tracked you down? And, yeah, yeah. in hindsight, I bet it's hilarious, but that's like every prank caller's worst nightmares would just happen to you, man. You're proof for the most
Dude,
part.
That had to be the worst prank experience ever.
Holy shit.
Man. But yeah, like, fucking, of course, Jeff the Drunk called, fucking just started calling the guy out and punking him out and shit.
Jeff.
Told the girl that you wanted to give her anal and shit.
Oh my god.
It was fucked up. The guy got on the phone and was like, who the fuck is this?
Damn.
He's like, what the fuck he gonna do, you bitch?
You little bitch. Oh my god, dude. Did that get recorded at least? I mean, did y'all record that? Or?
I hope not. I don't know. That was horrible shit.
Holy shit, man. That sounds like it must have been hilarious at the time, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it was funny. Then I got a call like about fucking 2:30 after the show's over. I'm just sitting there.
Yeah.
And then she just fucking called me out. She's like, I know it was fucking you.
Oh, my God.
And it was like we kept on making pranks, like, and they just didn't disconnect the pranks.
Really?
So there's like 8 calls going on at once.
Oh, damn.
So I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So I said, oh, you know who that was? And I said who it was, and...
Oh, really? Holy
Lo and behold, they didn't disconnect, and the fuckers recorded it.
Sure enough. Oh, fuck, dude.
But it's cool. Everything's, like, leveled out. And
yeah, well, that's good. I mean, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I imagine it just scares the shit out of you. When shit like that happens, man, I don't know. Oof, man. All right, well. Anyway, so what's going on with you, man? What else is up?
Oh, shit, not much. Just fucking... I had some fucking mastering today. Mastering some jackass fucking R&B shit.
R&B?
Yeah, it's garbage, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Some 400-pound black broad fucking singing about humping some shit. I don't know.
Really, now? Wow.
That's fucking retarded shit. But I don't know. They're paying, so I don't care.
What do you mostly see? What's your the most popular genre, you'd have to say?
Honestly, around here, it's just half-ass hip-hop.
Really? Half-ass? Like any...
I mean, I get some decent once in a while. We get some major label in every once in a while, but...
Yeah.
Once every couple months, we'll get somebody, like, real in, and the rest of them are just a bunch of bullshit. But, I tell you what, they pay the bills, so I don't give a fuck.
Exactly, right? You just kind of, right? As long as they're paying the bills, you're not the...
You know, oh, yeah, dude, it's just the work part of it. Plus, I can do my own music for free, so it's kind of cool.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah, man, I don't know. I fucking hate work. I don't know. I had a horrible, horrible day at work today. Just
What do you do for a living?
I work in an office with a bunch of people who are just, I don't know.
Fucking douches.
Douchebags. Yeah, make the same mistakes over and over again, and just, you know, just compounding on top of, you know, it all just falls back. It always ends up falling back on me somehow, some way. You know what I mean? I gotta fix everybody's mess, and I'm just, you know, fucking tired of it, but I'm too lazy to find another job, so, you know. I should, though, because it's stressing the hell out of me, man.
No, that's up, man. I was in a fucking office job. I got fired.
Oh, damn.
But, like, I would fuck with people all... Because I get bored, you know? Yeah. And I would be in there fucking pranking people. And other people in my office would be, you know, laughing. I'd be entertaining them, and I'd talk shit to some bitch and said she looked like a fucking Bob Marley ugly fucking motherfucker, whatever. Yeah. And she... That, I didn't get fired over that, though. What I got fired was because they fucked up my check and I cussed out the temp agency.
Oh, not the temp agency that had you working there? Because they were your check. Holy shit, really? God dang it.
Yeah, so they fucking fired me because I told her, I said, you're a dumbass and you can go straight to hell.
Well, man.
So she emailed me and told me to call her, and then she said, you're fired. I said, well, you know what, you fucking bitch? And I just chewed her out for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, at that point,
she took it all.
Oh, at that point, yeah.
She took it all.
Yeah.
Loved it.
It felt good when you were done, though, I bet, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they love me at work. I mean, I built, like, a database. I'm pretty good with computers, but I just get bored.
Right.
You know, so. Gotcha. Well, let's make some, like, I'm ready to get back into the prank game.
Okay.
Just not with my own clients' numbers. That's the one rule I broke.
All right. Well, hey, I got a John Duty in San Francisco, California.
Oh, that's a good. Let's give him a homo call.
All right, cool. You wanna go ahead and take the reins on that one? I'll put you on, man.
Yeah, we'll give it a try.
All right, good deal. All right, well, everybody, we're gonna be back with Reclude, prank calling Mr. John Duty in San Francisco, California. Let's see how close to the Castro district this guy is. All right, everybody, we'll be right back with the next prank call. It is now 12:03 Eastern on Friday. The weekend is finally here. We'll be right back in just a moment on the Madhouse.
All right. A lot of prank calls.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hey.
Master.
Can I speak to John, please?
John's not here. This isn't the home. I think you have the wrong number.
This is no. I want John. I've been admiring him for a long time. Can you get him on the phone, please?
He's not here. This is the wrong number.
Is this? Oh, okay. So is this his son or daughter? Now listen, we're just trying to talk to John Duty. Maybe I can talk to you about my problems. I've just been a big admirer of him for a long time. Okay. Hello. Ding dong.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm just looking for a John Duty.
And your name?
My name is Francisco.
And Francisco?
I'm just a big admirer of John's, and I want to meet him.
Really?
Yes. I just like the clothes he wears, the way he walks. I just want to meet him. He's a wonderful person.
Is he?
Yes. Can you help me with that?
Well, I don't know. Is there a way that John can reach you back?
Yeah, I just live over on Lombard Street.
Uh-huh.
And you can tell him to see me there. I take the number 3 trolley every day. And I see him around town sometimes.
Uh-huh. And where's John know you from?
You know, the club.
The club.
The bar. There's a little bar he goes to every once in a while. It's not like the regular bars.
Uh-huh.
It's not exactly a straight bar. But, well, you know. You know old John?
Yeah, I do. Very well, actually.
Okay. Well, then hook me up.
Well, do you have a phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's area code 801-2324-36. That's it? That's my cell.
And you know Johnny from,
Just the bar.
Just the bar.
He stopped in the bar a couple times.
Oh, just recently?
Yes. Well, not too recently, about a week or so ago. Will you have him give me a call?
Francisco, do you have a last name?
Yes.
Okay.
John.
Francisco John.
J-O-H-N-S.
And how are you spelling John's last name?
My last name is J-O-H-N-S.
Okay. Your last name is John. But you're looking for...
Well, I don't know exactly. I think it's D-O-O-D-Y.
Oh, okay.
I believe. I think that's what he told me.
Okay, I'll give him the message when I see him.
Okay, wonderful, honey. Thank you for being
hello.
So supportive.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Hello, Mrs. Duty.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Duty. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, this is Armando, and I'm here with Francisco. We're here together. And I want to let you know that your husband has been a very big change in my life, and we make a special cake for
I'm having trouble hearing you.
We made a special cake for Mr. Duty.
Uh-huh.
And he is very, very special to us. He come to the bar.
And you made
Yes, he's a wonderful man.
Uh-huh.
He has taught us many, many, many things.
Uh-huh.
Very giving man.
Very giving. Oh, yes, I say. Very talented, too.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You are wife?
No, I'm not his wife. I'm a very close relative.
Oh, very close, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mr. Doody has the testicles hang very low. Hello, Mrs. Doody.
Uh-huh.
His testicles hang much lower than his penis does.
Is that a fact?
I thought you would know.
No, we're not acquainted that way.
Well, why not?
Because.
Is he blood relation?
Yes, he is.
Is how close?
Very close.
Sister close?
And so what is your name?
My name is Armando.
Armando.
Armando Perez.
Uh-huh.
And I am 18.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Doody was there for my commencement and everything. He tutored me. He helped me with math. And he's paying my tuition now.
He is?
Yes. And he found me the car.
He did what, I'm sorry?
The car, you know, the vehicle.
He gave you a car?
No, he found it for me. He got me a good deal. I think he put money in for it, you know.
I think a used one.
A used car, yes, used car.
Uh-huh. Well, that was nice.
Yes,
I didn't know. He didn't tell me that.
Did you know how loving he is to me? Mrs. Doody.
Uh-huh.
Did you know how loving he is to us?
No, I really didn't know how loving he is to you.
Does it make you
very
jealous?
Nice,
are you very
against him?
Are you very jealous?
Don't want to spill up his business, but you know he's a nice guy.
No, actually, I'm not jealous at all.
And why are you so angry to me?
I'm not angry. I'm very happy if he's happy.
You're talking down to me.
No, I'm not talking.
You make me
you.
Feel like dirt.
No, it's okay. It's okay, Armando. It's okay.
You make me feel like the sludge at the bottom of New Orleans.
Why would you feel that way?
Because I'm not happy with my...
I think he's still insecure. He's still young.
I'm not
totally out to his family yet.
I'm not happy with myself, and I'm not very happy with my body.
Well, he's okay, though. I mean, he's a little insecure.
I have, how do you say, the bird chest?
Well, oh, stop it, Armando. Stop that.
You know I have it.
No.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
No, so, you're a wonderful person. Just don't beat yourself up over that.
Mrs. Doody...
But anyway, we just like that. We give him a cake.
Mrs. Doody... Mrs. Doody, what color is your hair?
My hair?
Yes.
Brown.
Brown? And your eyes?
My eyes are very light blue.
Oh, light blue, but your hair is brown. I see.
Well, Armando, you're too sensitive to talk right now, I think.
When you're running, do people say you're running duty, like diarrhea?
That I'm what? I'm sorry?
That you're running duty? You would be, if you're running down the street, would you be running duty?
I guess I would be.
So, then I say, look, is diarrhea going down the street?
No, I don't think so.
You're such a dirty Mexican.
This dirty diarrhea running down the street, is that what I say? I see you
you're
running.
Such a dirty Mexican, Armando. Stop that.
How often do you run?
Making fun of those people's names.
How often do you get the runs, Miss Hershey?
I'm sorry?
How often do you get the runs, Miss Hershey? Miss Sheets? Miss Poopy?
So, when should I give him this message? Is this an urgent message, or...?
Yes.
Well...
The cake is going to
spoil.
Yes.
It's a tiramisu cake.
We only have so many condoms, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's got egg whites in it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Salt cream.
And so down on Lombard Street is where he's supposed to meet you, or he's just...
No, that's
kind
of off of there.
He knows where we are.
The club.
It's a bar.
It's a club bar.
We have the beds in the back, too.
Uh-huh.
No one knows about. Do not tell, please, Miss Poopy.
Oh, of course. I would never tell.
Miss Khaki.
Well, I'll give him this message.
Okay, well, I appreciate you, ma'am. You're very, very kind.
Miss Doody, do you look at yourself after you go?
Armando, do you know how to talk to somebody like a civilized human being?
Absolutely. That's absolutely wrong.
I am not from...
You should be ashamed of yourself, Armando.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not from a civilized country originally.
I see.
Yes.
You're just a dirty, wetback bastard.
Yes, I am.
And so do you guys make these kind of phone calls all the time just for fun?
All the time. You know, just... We make it a fun. It's something to do, but... You know, when you have last name Doody, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I grew up with it.
My last name is Farty.
Uh-huh.
Farty. So, where is Doody from? Is that Polish?
Yeah, it's Polish.
It is not. Be serious. What is it?
It's Polish.
Polish? Where in Poland?
I'm not sure, really.
You do not know your race?
I didn't know all my relatives, so they didn't really tell me very much about my background.
Did you hear about the submarine, the Polish submarine?
No, and I'm not really interested in your jokes.
It had a screen door.
So this is your cell phone, 801-232-4368?
No, that is my house phone number.
That's your house phone number?
Yes, 801, you said 801?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh,
no, that's
yes.
My cell phone, you silly bastard.
No, that's my house now. I don't like you making fun of me, you bastard. Get out of the house. Get out of my house.
No, listen, buddy. I'll hotwire your car and drive it away.
You will try, but you don't get far.
So are you two lovers?
Yes, yes, we are.
Well,
the three of us are lovers. You know, Mr. Doody, too.
Well, when he's drunk.
Uh-huh.
You know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have my fake visa.
So how long have you known John?
Oh, you know, since before the war.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
A few months.
Yeah.
Just a little more than a casual acquaintance, but he's touched us in a deep way.
I bet.
Very deep, very deep. Did I tell you about his testicles yet?
Yeah, you told me about him.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Very low, you know.
I'm sure it's a family trait.
Yes. I think so. Now, do you Doodies have lots of hair on your ass? You don't have to answer that if you don't want to. Don't hang up, please.
When you decide to speak to me with respect, then I will talk to you.
Maybe Francisco, I'm talk to her. I apologize. I'm sorry.
No, your mother was a whore, Armando. Don't you be mean to her.
She's a whore too, you know. It's
no.
Doody. It's stupid Doody, bitch. It's your Doody, Miss Doody.
Why don't you jump back over the border, you little bastard?
Do your Doody.
You ruin all my friends, all our acquaintances.
Well, just to let you know...
pretty much, are we done with this phone call, or...
Well, are you done?
Is
you
there
want?
Anything, Francisco, anything else I need to know?
I guess not. Okay,
is
well, we're going
to
go.
Is there any other message that you need to give John?
No, just tell John to please, you know, take care, wife. Keep it clean, you know.
Yeah, just tell him to call.
And call.
Okay.
Call a lot. You have a number there, right?
That's enough, Francisco.
Okay, Francisco.
Well, I can have him come over if I have an address I can give him, unless he knows where to find me.
Oh, no. You're not going to try that, you know.
Not going to try what?
You know, get the address, and the next thing you know, you come in here to hurt me, and you can hurt Francisco.
No, I don't think I would be bothered doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he knows where to meet us, and can we come over?
No, I don't think so.
I bought a box of saltines, and Francisco has some cheese, cheddar cheese, mild.
Well, I'll have him give you a call.
Okay.
Very nice talking to you.
Very nice
all
to
right,
you.
All right, thank you very much. Sorry about my little bastard friend.
Bye, Doody.
That's all right.
Bye, Doody. Bye,
Doody.
Bye. Bye-bye. That was weird.
What the hell? You see, that's another person who's probably used to getting prank calls, but...
Oh my god, she was like to handle it like a champ.
Yeah, I know. And she says, how are you gonna speak like a, what is it, like a member of society? Is that what she said?
It's like, what do you expect to fight with you, you dumb bitch?
I don't know. Yeah, and then she's like, let me speak to Francisco. He's obviously the sane one in the conversation. Right. Crazy old lady. It's crazy.
What the hell? Oh, that was my name.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was at the end.
Oh, shit. I forgot I was calling you, Francisco.
Oh, she didn't care. She knows it was a gag, but that was a very good call, man. Ooh, I got a Harry Bush on here. Harry Bush.
What's that, man?
Hey, there's a Harry Bush. Harry Bush, I got a call. I got a number here for a Harry Bush.
Yeah, let's call, like, can you, like, I tell you what. Can you do, like, any, like, celebrity voices or something, or?
No, I don't do any celebrity voices, to be honest with you. I wish I did.
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not. I wish I was Billy Mira. The hell is that? Okay. Anyway, well, you want to try calling this? We got Harry Bush, we got Evil Tool.
Harry Bush, that sounds good.
Harry Bush, okay. In Lexington, some old guy called about 20 minutes ago, but should still be up. Alright, well.
Okay.
Here we go. We're back on with Brett Clute. He's going to hook us up with one more prank call. Stay tuned to the Madhouse. It's now 12. Yep, Harry Bush.
Alright.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Hello. Hello, am I speak to Harry?
This is he.
Hey, how you doing, you old bugger? Me and my buddy on the line, just want to talk to you for a little bit.
What now?
I just want me and your old buddies. Old buddies from Wakeback College. You know what I'm saying there, buddy?
No, I don't.
My other buddy's on the phone. Hey, speak up there.
Yes, hello. Hello, Harry.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing there?
Harry, this is Mr. Harry Bush.
Yes, it is.
Hello, sir.
All right, buddy. We're in business now.
Yes, I've been talking to your friend, and I'm going to buy the business. And we're looking to see if you like to invest.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We got a good business. Now, that's, I'm telling you.
We're going to be...
I'll just pass this one up.
What kind of business you talking about?
Bull semen. Bull
water coolers.
Bull semen and water coolers.
Water coolers. Every office needs one, buddy. I tell you what, we got the clearest water.
I don't have an office, man.
No, we don't. It's not for you. No, it's not for your office. I'm telling you, it's for every office in the great U.S. of A.
Let me tell you what, I'm on a no-call list, man, and I don't care, and if you call me again, I'll have your ass arrested. Leave me alone.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
It's a good deal. Water.
Goodbye, man.
Why don't you kiss...
This is a non-solicit
line. Kiss my ass.
Call again.
You can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't stop me.
Man. Goodbye.
You can't stop me.
Water. You against water, that's communism.
It's communism. Oh my god, it's a communist plot. That's he sounds like a good old boy.
Let's call back, say, you pinko bastard.
You son of a bitch. You want to call him back? I'll put you through again. We call him pinko.
Yeah, let's call you pinko bastard.
Goddamn.
How dare you hang up on me?
Goddamn Ruski. Hang on.
Where's he out of?
He's in Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah, tell him you know about his fucking, what are they called? His moonshine
skills. They
can't
trace us, can they?
Nah, it comes up as like an 810 area code or something from like the Virgin Islands. It's okay, man, we're safe.
The Virgin?
Yeah, if Milkman will take the hit if anybody does, so it's okay, don't worry about it. He's the fucking fall guy.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Somebody needs to take the hit for once for me, geez.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's get Harry Bush back in line for you here, and we'll wrap things up. Hang on, everybody. We'll be back in just one moment.
Fuck you. Goodbye.
Hey, listen, buddy, come on,
fuck
you don't got to be a communist, come on,
hey,
man, listen,
you,
just
sucker.
Listen to me, just listen to me once, come on, buddy, come on, be an American, come on, hear me out, hear my sales pitch, hello,
Oh.
Hello. Where did he
go? Please enter your destination.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Rat bastard. I can try one more time. Hang on.
I'm gonna get going.
Are you gonna get going? Hang on. Alright, man. Hey, Rick, thanks for being on the air, though, man. It's great having you on.
No problem. That was a good prank.
Yes, it was. It's very good. And, Recklude, be sure to call in next week. I would love to have you on as a regular guest, sir.
Heck yeah, man. I'll be around. Alright, you take it easy,
there,
you buddy.
Alright, white power.
Alright.
Bye. That was, Recklude, everybody. Thank you very much for joining the show.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com. The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Okay. Well, it's now 12:27, and we picked up some steam over there. Thanks to everybody who's been calling in. KDK, Recklude, Milkman as usual, and Lonesome coming up with the numbers as always. He's a fucking machine. We give him some more help here by calling John Duty. That was a great call. Josephina Moron, Sir F. Rat. Old guy answered. I'm going to try this one on my own. Woohoo! Everybody, the toll-free line to call in the show is 1-800-278-8509. Once again, that's 1... Jesus Christ, I said it wrong. It's 1-888-278-8509. Once again, the number to call the Madhouse live right now is 1-888-278-8509. Peopleoid is in the chat room, and he's telling me that his former landlord, Donald, has a handicapped son who doesn't live with him. He suggests I pretend to be the retarded son, tell him I want to go back to school. Confirmed about 10 minutes ago, he's an old bastard, so he should still be there. And he gives me his phone number. So we're gonna give that dude a call. Peopleoid, that's the one out for you. And send me all your prank requests and all your music requests. Bam, bam, bam. On AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. On Yahoo, I am at Madhouse PCU Radio. And Hotmail, MSN, is Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com. On top of that, you can reach me on Google Talk, if you have that, at Madhouse Radio. If you don't have that, check it out. It's a nice, neat application. By the way, MadhouseLive.com is the homepage for The Madhouse, which is the show you're listening to right now. Again, that's MadhouseLive.com. And KDKPrankCalls.com, again, that's KDKPrankCalls.com, is the home to PCU Radio, and where you can go to join the chat room. See, the chat room is holding stable tonight. You got people coming in and going as time goes on, but we're charging along. Anyway, I'm going to give that call to that dude that people had sent me over. I guess it's one of his retarded, going to be the retarded son of his former landlord, and see what I can do. God bless me for doing this. Anyway, we'll be right back with that, everybody. It's 12:30 now, Friday morning, and you're listening to The Madhouse on PCU Radio. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. Look, I need to speak to you about the problem we have here. I'm over here, and someone told me that you have a problem with your building.
Calling?
Well, my name is Sukhrinder Ajala, and I am with the Homeowners Association of the city. And you are being investigated for having a porch structure in one of your buildings that you own. Are you aware of the complaints against you?
No.
Well, sir, the only problem that we have now is that you're facing a big lawsuit. Someone was apparently sitting...
at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, we called. We just received the complaint now. We received the complaint now, you bastard. You son of a bitch.
I forgot. I was... fucking, I forgot that I was supposed to, act like a retard there. That's sad. Alright, let me go back in the chat room. See, a lot of people are talking to me. Somebody told me about scrambled weed eggs. You know, I heard about it. You gotta make the butter. You make that weed butter. You, cook weed and butter, and then you skim it, I think. Yeah. And then you can get it high on off of whatever you cook with that butter. You fry eggs in it, you do whatever, put it on your bagel. I'm gonna do that once. I feel so I'm so scared of ruining, you know, a nice sack of weed because I tried to cook with it and burnt it or something like that. But anyway, there's a show called Weeds on Showtime now. It comes on every Sunday, I think, and it's pretty cool. It's all about some homeowner lady, some rich lady whose husband dies and she starts selling weed in the neighborhood. And it's a really, really funny show. Kevin Nealon's in it, so if you haven't seen it yet, be sure to check out Weeds on Showtime. Very cool show. And, yeah, you would like that. Let me see what else is going on in the chat room here. Bam, bam, bam. Some more calls here. Dolores Tramp in South Dakota. Gabina Dumbass. Anyway, I was going to call Sir F. Rat. Sir Rat, he answered about 20 minutes ago. Apparently the Patriots won tonight. They beat the Raiders. I'm assuming the game's over, unless it went into overtime for some reason. I stopped looking at that. They were winning 23-14 when I last saw at the end of the third quarter. But I don't know actually who won now. Let me take a look at that. Oh, if anybody cares, fucking, you guys probably already know. If you do care, you probably already know, so, whatever. Okay. Let's get Mr. Rat on the line here. If you guys just hold on a moment, I'll get another prank call. It is now 12:35, and you are listening to The Madhouse. Be right back.
You son of a bitch. God damn, you didn't even let me talk.
Fuck that guy.
Woo! What's going on over here? Madman's talking about... Yeah, weed butter is the key. See, I knew it, motherfuckers. That's how you gotta do it. Madman, send me a recipe or some shit. I'm too afraid to do it, but fuck. I'm gonna do that one day. I'm just gonna put it on my toast in the morning. I heard that you just get an overall body high when you do that shit, so... And you waste a lot less weed than by smoking it, because when you smoke weed, it just kind of burns off. When you don't, when you're eating it, you're getting all that THC up in that ass. And we got a call, everybody, in the great state of Texas. You're on the Madhouse. Good evening. You're on the Madhouse. Yeah. Well, they were in the Madhouse, but we lost them. Oh, well. Yeah, it happens. And eating weed is really ferocious munchies. Okay. Yeah, I guess. I would guess so. That probably would happen. Okay. Go back in the chat room here. Who can I call? Petru... There's a Richard Roma also. Madhouse, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Prank Masters?
Not much. I just sent you a shitload of numbers. There are 24/7.
Okay, hang on. 24/7 numbers? 24/7 locations?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
yep. Yeah, you did. Look at that. I wasn't paying attention. Okay. Oh, look at that. Bob's a big boy. Save one. Would you like to call one of these, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you have a preference of these, or would you like me to go through them here?
Doesn't matter.
Dragonfly.
Oh, 24/7, so, and I tested them, too.
Oh, really? Oh, dude, look at the News Cafe in Miami Beach. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? See him on
I even found 24/7 numbers in New Orleans.
Yeah. Did you test them?
Yeah.
In New Orleans, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I got an answering machine.
Oh, man. Hey, you want to call the Baba Palace in Chicago?
Sure.
That's 24 hours. All the ones you sent me are 24 hours, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll call the Baba Palace, all right? Well,
All
right, cool. Well, Breakfast at Hell on the line, and everybody also hold on the air, and I'll be on with Prankmaster and another prank call. Be just one moment. You're listening to The Madhouse.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, good time.
Hello, Baba Palace?
Yes.
Yes, how you doing, my friend?
Very good.
Very good, it's been a long time.
What you want, man?
Let's see. Do you have your fava bean?
Sorry?
Fava bean. Fava bean.
Fava bean?
Yes.
What have you been?
You don't have fava bean?
Hold on.
Hello, assalamualaikum.
Yes, how's your voice? Is the voice good today?
I can't hear you, sir. What did you say?
Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, talk to my brother. Hang on.
Hello,
pick up, brother.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hey man, look, I need to come in. I got a party of like 10 people here. We're all...
No, I don't speak Ordo, brother.
What?
I don't speak Ordo.
What's Ordo?
What are you talking about?
I have about 10 people who, we just came. We're looking at houses here in Chicago. Properties, and we would like to come in for some food.
10 people? You looking for what?
10 people, 3 are Jews. You have kosher.
This is a restaurant.
What kind of food are you having there, sir?
This is Indian Pakistan food.
Good. What is better, the Indian or the Pakistan?
Huh?
What is better, Indian or Pakistan food?
Pakistan and India, both.
Okay, when you get mad at the other side of the... Do you throw a nuclear missile from India to Pakistan over the Kashmir?
Yes, sir.
You do?
What'd you say?
Who do you think the Kashmir belongs to, India or Pakistan?
It belongs to you.
No, I don't want it. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it belongs to you, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to see you.
Oh, no problem.
You got a problem?
No, we have no problem.
You wanna make fight with me?
No. I just answer your question.
What is the question? I said who is?
I think you have nothing to do. Go sleep or do something.
Why don't you look at your mother?
Thank you, Master.
No,
ahead.
Go to
hell. Take care.
Go to hell.
Dirty turban.
Dirty bitch. Fuck.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Right. All right, man. That was pretty good, man.
Yeah. I was actually gonna start up trying to do like Baba Lo, but then I said, nah.
Yeah. Hey.
You gotta get like a Cuban restaurant, and then you gotta start singing Baba Lo.
Baba Lo.
Yeah. Baba Lo.
Dude. Yeah. That's awesome. This people right over here. He sent me a link to a website all about eating weed, how to make bud butter and how to cook with it and stuff. Dude, I'm so gonna do this before I quit smoking weed. I'm gonna make some like
like Rice Krispie. Oh, hell yeah. Can you imagine Rice Krispie teas that get you high? It's going to be so awesome, man. Anyway, so tell me the truth. Is this for real what's going on with you and Zola? You're going to be... Now, you what do? You review pranks. You review haunted houses?
Yeah.
Do you dress up when you go to the haunted houses?
What?
Do you dress up when you do the reviews?
No, I actually just... You know, go in and ask the guy who's a regular customer and see, like, whether it's for it, like, you know, so gray and shit, or, you know, like, how, like the ratings, like, 1 bat, 2 bat, 3 bat, 4 bat, 5 bat, you know?
Right. Now tell me this, so you won't be able to make it to Zolar's house until 10:30?
We kind of figured we looked at something, so...
Okay, all right, good. Well, let's not push it, but you're planning on being on the show tomorrow. You don't have any idea how many people asked me before the show started on IM, is Prankmaster going to be on tomorrow? What's up with Zolar? So, okay, so let me. I already did this once, but I'm just saying, everybody out there listening now, Prankmaster will be on. Don't worry, it'll be a normal Zolar show. All points intended. I don't know what I'm talking. I'm rambling. Okay,
Yo, I got a good number for you to call.
Okay, what do you got?
Baghdad Cafe.
Where? Baghdad Cafe? Where's the Baghdad Cafe at?
Check the last number.
Okay, in San Francisco. Okay, I see it. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, the Baghdad Cafe. Okay, well, let's give that a call. All right, cool.
All right,
hang on the line, Prankmaster, we'll get that on. All right, everybody.
Cool.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're doing another call here, everybody. This is going to be the Baghdad Cafe in San Francisco, California. It's now 12:47, and you are listening to the Madhouse.
Current balance will allow you to call for 2:29.
All right, you there?
Yes, Sam.
Whoa, I'm getting feedback. You want to go on first or me?
You.
Baghdad Cafe, this is Nicholas. How can I help you?
Well, hello, Nicholas. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Look, sir, I just got back from the war, and I was looking to try to relive that wartime experience. What do you say?
We're not like normal Baghdad, no.
No?
Have you heard of the movie Baghdad Cafe?
I don't really care for much for art and shit like that.
No, I don't really either. I've never seen the movie, what was your
name again?
Nicholas.
Uh-huh. Nicholas, look, you don't understand the shit that I saw over there, man. You don't know what it's like to see people buried up to their heads with their arms sticking out of the sand. So they can wave goodbye to you as you walk away.
Okay. So
you don't know what it's like to have the fear of some raghead coming up behind you and blowing you up.
What?
I'm appalled that you would have a place of business called the Baghdad Cafe. You know how offensive that is to me and my brothers.
Yeah, we're really sorry, man. It's really offensive. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You son of a bitch. You un-American fuck. What assholes.
That guy sounded like totally gay right there.
I know, man. He thought I was...
It sounded like he was actually chewing on a dick at the same time while he was talking.
Yeah. You know what? I think you have something there.
Yeah. Closing a dude's shop and then I'll go. I'll close this place.
Okay. Who do you want? Do you want the adult shop? Okay, they have a theater. Pews and
arcade. I'm gonna ask about the arcade. I'm gonna say, like, make a provide adult game.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, alright, man. You run with that.
Alright.
I'll put you on. Alright, everybody. Here we go with another call. The man has his pig steam back up. We'll be right back in just one moment, everybody. You're listening to the Man House on PCU Radio.
They don't get the
extra
bonus.
Hey,
what?
Hello, the door shop. I can help you.
Yes. I'm calling about the video games.
Video games?
Yeah, the arcade.
Oh, okay. The arcade, yeah. Well,
yeah, I was playing one of the games. I think the game's called Double Action Dildo. And, the dildo, when I picked it up, it accidentally smelled like someone actually stuck it inside. Can you tell me about that game?
Not really, but let me wait up. Just give me a second.
They got something about a game of dildo? I have no
idea. Oh my god.
A video arcade.
This one's a video arcade, man.
It's a movie arcade.
Huh?
This is a, I think you got the wrong one, because this is a video arcade. You get to watch movies. You don't play any games.
Oh, well, it says in your app that you have an arcade.
Yeah, arcade. You know, arcade. That's
movie arcade.
Movie arcade that you can flip through.
Well, in your ad, it says an arcade.
Okay, yeah, and it's a movie arcade, man. Pay attention. That's
hey,
movie.
Hey, what, you calling me dumb?
No.
Just hang up.
You fucking... Damn it.
Did you hear the guy? He's like, just hang up. Jesus. You want to try to call him again?
Sure.
Alright, hang on. Let me see how I do this here. Oops. Go try it again. Alright, hang on, man.
Enter your authorization code now. You have $1.24. Please enter your destination number now. Current balance will allow you to... 4 minutes, 29 seconds.
Thank you for calling in, Adult Shop. May I help you, please?
Yes. Do you have the movie Weapons of Ass Destruction?
You have to hold on just a moment. I'm in the computer. I can't pull it up yet, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was the name of that movie again?
Weapons of Ass. I have a couple of movies that I'm hoping to buy, so...
No, don't have that one. Wait.
How about, The Sperminator? You gotta have that one. It's very popular.
The only thing I got is sperm is Sperm Swappers.
How about The Empire Licks Crack?
I don't have that one.
Come with me?
I don't think so. Goodbye.
Bush Bum Fucks Blair? How about that one?
Oh, shit, man. You think one of those would actually be a movie? God damn it.
Yeah.
Hey,
I got a bunch of funny ones. How about Star Trek The Next Penetration?
Star Trek and his penetration. Oh my god. Yeah.
Shaving Ryan's privates.
Yeah.
Lord of Men cometh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
Elusive ass.
Let me ask you, speaking of video games, Prankmaster, do you like video games? Do you play video games much?
Once in a while. Not too much.
Do you ever go online for video game news?
Look, my computer is like so shitty, I can't even do 3D gaming, so.
Well, do you ever go, like, to any of the websites to check out my video games, like IGN or anything like that?
Yeah, I have.
Well, I have... Whoa. Holy shit.
Oh my god. Hang on, everybody. We have a crisis. Oh shit. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. We lost you there.
I had a bunch of good names that I could have came up with for him. Spankenstein. Teenage Mutant Ninja Dildos. But how about this one? E3, the extra testicle.
Okay, well, hang on. I'm going to have to interrupt you real quick. I have some breaking news real quick here for everybody, please.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, I'm being informed here through the chat room, for those of you who aren't in the chat room, or just for reference sake, Dead Ed is reporting that Fox has bought IGN for $650 million. That's right, News Corp, run by Rupert Murdoch, has bought IGN for $650 million. That is insane. Wow, man. You know how much IGN is going to suck now? And, you know, IGN has been progressively getting crappier and crappier along the years, I think. I've followed them since they were Game Players magazine back in the mid-90s. And they actually abandoned the magazine to focus on IGN, and now this is happening. I don't know. Anyway, so what other numbers do you have here? You got,
I got a shitload, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking here. The Majestic Diner, the News Cafe, Club Deep. Club Deep. God. That's nasty.
Yeah, Club the Visit of Set. I got a good idea for that one.
Which one is it now?
The Lizard of Sets.
Lizard.
It's in Las Vegas.
In Vegas. I'm trying to find it. You sent that to me already?
Yeah.
Oh, there, Wizard of Sets. I wonder what that. Oh, that's like beer. Okay. All right. You want to take that one? I'll put you through.
Yeah, I'll take it. All right. Cool. Got an idea.
All right. Good deal, man. So, hey, look, we're getting those prank calls in that we wanted to get done, huh? We were talking about getting prank calls on for like a few days now. We never got a chance to, so here we are. Now, actually,
yeah.
Able to. All right. Well, hang on, everybody. We'll be back with the next call in just one moment.
Is a recording. Yep. Will you? Sorry, yep.
Can help you.
Yes. Is this the Visit of Set?
I'm sorry, yes, sir.
Listen, I made up a great song that could be used in your next promotion.
Oh, well, you need to call and talk to the owners. They're here in the morning. It's about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Can I tell you a little bit and you can just continue?
I'll forget, so call the owners.
Well, can I just tell you a little bit, please? Cam. I was going to start singing,
feed the visitor, the wonderful visitor said.
Please enter your destination number now.
That guy won't play. Let me
Choose any other one.
Let me try another one. You want to just call Save on Drugs in L.A.?
Which one?
Too late. I was going to call it Save on Drugs in L.A.
Okay.
But,
you can start.
Okay. Actually, this is Shark Club. The Shark Club. Okay. Charlie's Chili Restaurant. Okay. Hang on, Prankmaster. I'm going to do a call this time. You hang on the line. I want you to join in possibly, okay?
All right.
Everybody, we're going to try another call here, everybody. 1:03 a.m. now. We're going strong. You're listening to The Madhouse. I'll be right back in just one moment. You're listening to PC.
You have $1.14. Station number now.
It took me a long time to get you back on, huh?
Yeah, baby. That darn dick.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I know. Hang on, buddy.
All right.
This will allow you to talk for 54 minutes, 29 seconds.
Can't find my lighter. Shit.
Kelly.
Yes, hello, ma'am. Look, I'm not too happy. I just came in there with my son. And, he...
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're gonna have to speak up a little bit.
Okay, look, ma'am, here's what's going on. I just came in with my son, and he's autistic. And, apparently you guys served him some kind of food here, which is spicy as all get out. He's got it all over his eyes, his ears, his mouth. All in his gums everywhere, and he is going crazy.
Okay.
What kind of responsibility is that of you to do something like this?
I can hardly hear you.
Well, look, what I'm trying to say is my son is on the line right now, and he's autistic, and you guys have fed him spicy food. He had no idea what he was getting himself into, and now he's suffering.
Was he with an adult?
Charlie, are you there? Charlie.
Who is this?
Charlie.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not feeling too well.
Yeah, Charlie, he's thrown up through his nose.
Who is this?
I'm telling you now, this is Carlito. I got here with my son, Charlie. He's autistic, and you goddamn fed him some hot pepper shit, and now he's all going crazy.
And you want me to do what, exactly?
I want you to come over here, pay for the cleaning bills, pay for the medical bills, and I'm holding you personally responsible. What... And that's all she can do is laugh.
Shit.
Hang on, Prankmas.
Charlie, you shit all over the place. What the hell's wrong with you?
Right. Prankmas, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey. I got Milkman back on the air too, thank God. Hey, man, this is... That wasn't too good, but that wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
no problem.
But these numbers are working out beautifully, man.
Yeah, exactly. I just had another... I had a caller come in, but I accidentally didn't get to you in time. Mm-hmm. So if you want to call back, please do. Prankmaster, I'm going to clear the lines here before I head off the air, but I thank you very much for participating.
Yep, thank you.
With your permission, I'll save these numbers, and maybe I'll get to some... Since they're 24 hours, I can definitely get to them next week, yeah. And maybe Zolar hit one or two of them tomorrow night. Are you guys planning on doing prank calls tomorrow, you think? Because last week, there weren't too... the times that I heard, there weren't too many calls going on.
Yeah, that's because of the hookup. But,
yeah.
I think this week,
there's going to be probably, no, I don't know about a hooker, but I think this will have a lot more numbers and start doing a lot more prank calls this week.
Awesome, dude. Awesome, dude. Well, I'll be in there listening. Everybody listening tomorrow at 10 p.m., right?
Yep.
Right. All right, man. Well, hey, Prankmaster, thank you very much for calling. Have yourself a super night.
You too. All
right. Stay black. All
right. This is Delicious Carlitos Radio. Have fun.
Delicious. That's what I like. All right, man. Later. All right,
bye.
Delicious.
Prankmaster's cool.
Prankmaster. What are you talking about, delicious Prankmaster? Jesus Christ. Kids
what prank. Are your flavor there, Saber?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Saber?
Hey, Milkman, you barely coming in.
Oh, okay.
You're coming in strong, but you're coming in quiet.
I think it's this damn connection over here. I'm telling you, these ISC people are out to get me.
Yeah.
I know they are.
Yeah,
they're listening to me.
Look, man, I have you back on here, but I'm about to call it quits for the night. It's about 6 minutes shy of normal quitting time. I think I'm gonna go ahead and call it off now. The show started off to a slow start, but it ended up actually picking up speed here. Towards the end, I got some pretty decent calls. Milkman.
Yes.
Man, you're coming. You're barely coming in, but I just want to say, as always, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for everything you do, sir.
Okay, this is Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed just wanted to say thank
you. Mr. Ed.
You were letting me on the show, Wilbur.
No, yeah, thank you for being on, Milkman. All right, man.
Okay, then. Thank you, and bye-bye. See you later, Recluse, KDK, Madman, PCU, bye.
Hollywood.
Bye.
Yes.
Right, fabulous.
That's Milkman, everybody. Thank you, as always, Milkman, for joining in. Well, as I said, tomorrow night, Zolar is going to be on at 10. It's about time for me to call it quits, though, because, man, I'm like, whew, ups and downs. Yeah, I guess I could take one more call. You're on the Madhouse.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this PCU?
Yeah, this is PCU. You're on the Madhouse. Who am I speaking with?
Christian.
Well, what's up, Christian?
Are you guys, like, that bored?
Oh, no, we're not that bored, but, you know, this is what else are you gonna fucking do on a night like tonight, man? There ain't shit going on. It's whatever. We just prank call. What the fuck, man?
What the fuck? So, what's the number for? What are people supposed to call in for?
What is this supposed to call in for?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people call, they shoot the shit, or they do prank call me on the air. That's all it is, man. Just so people can call in and get involved. So it's just not people just listening to me, my fat ass talk all night. You know what I mean? You gotta switch it up on people, so you know, keep them listening. That's just how it is, man. That's how you do radio.
Yeah, dude. I just gotta say that last one that you guys did to Charlie's Chili over in Cali.
Yeah.
That one was shit, bro.
That wasn't what?
That was shit.
That was shit. Yeah, it was. It was, yeah. But, you know, I mean, you roll with the punches. I've had good calls tonight. I've had bad calls tonight, but whatever, man. It's been a shitty
night. I actually got to talk to a lady. The lady was like, yeah, they're fucking dumbasses. What the hell is that? Dude, exactly. So you got a better prank, call us back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, just, it's been an off night. What can I say, dude? This is what happens, man.
Alright, man. Well, I'll keep listening if anything new.
Alright, man. We'll keep listening and all that shit. Alright, man. Later. Alright, thank you for calling, sir. I always like the fact that people like to join in. And even if it's negative, it's not negative, but, you know, it's being honest. Tonight's been a crappy show. So, what can I say? It has been crappy. I wouldn't say crappy. It's just been less than stellar. But regardless, everybody be sure to listen to Zolar tomorrow, as I was trying to say, at 10 p.m. KDK's on Saturday night at 10 as well with the Lunatic Fringe. Sunday is Sean Ward at 9. Billy Mira is on at 8 o'clock on Monday. And then KDK returns once again Wednesday nights at 10. And you'll be back on the Madhouse next Thursday. So, that's it. What else can I say? It's been an okay night. I thank everybody for being involved. Prankmaster for calling in. Everybody else who called, Reclude. Milkman for joining in. And Lonesome Loser, as always, for the hook us with the calls. What else can I say? I couldn't do it with everybody out there who listens. So be sure you visit madhouselive.com and listen to all the previous prank calls on the show.
past episodes if you missed them, and be sure to spread the word for everybody to visit kdkprankcalls.com. And that's going to be it for me tonight, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. And stay tuned for 24 hours of non-stop prank calls. Right. Where is my shit? Okay. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No los queremos, no los necesitamos.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.